You are listening to.
Listening to.
You are listening to.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
BlackIsOnline.com.
Hey, y'all ready for the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Welcome to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where we give you that sports talk in layman's terms. We can get raw up in here, so if you like sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. Alright, let's get to it. What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. We are the co-host for the show, the Brothers Layman, Chris.
And the depressed Jonathan again.
Oh, them division games be painful.
Man, you have no, especially last night. I mean, that was the game of the day, but not the outcome I wanted.
Oh, yeah, clearly, and not the way it ended either. But, yeah, that was a crazy week. Hope everybody had a nice turkey day. Got to spend time with your fam and, you know, hopefully enjoy your time off. I know Jonathan didn't have much time off.
Nope, I got a fucking day. It was like back to work the next day. Like, God damn it.
Waking up all like, I'm tired. I'm full and sleepy.
Exactly.
Got to get up.
I was still full and sleepy when I woke up the next morning.
Yeah, I was happy to have that day off, man. But yeah, man, Thanksgiving had some great football. It's been some good sports this weekend, man.
Yeah. Very good sports, college, pros, all that stuff.
Yep. Getting towards the end. Yeah, man, we get into these conference championships. Looks like things is about to be set.
Yep.
College football playoffs, you know, NBA. I mean, I had on a text conversation, you know, Russell Westbrook looking very big O-ish.
Yeah, he's making me nervous now. I'm like, is he about to do what the big O did?
He
it
could.
Seemed like he had another one tonight.
Yeah, he's been going nuts lately.
But we kind of knew this was coming. Once KD left, you knew he was getting all the time, getting the rock all the time. So,
yeah, putting himself in that MVP category. I mean, it's early,
absolutely.
But I mean,
absolutely.
He makes a name for himself.
So was a Bulls player.
Yeah, so was a Bulls player too.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, we're getting into all that. You know, we got tons of feedback to get into. 5 minutes with Grandpa, Noise Awards, what the fuck moments, all that good stuff. So
yes,
if you want to be a part of the show, you want to chime in, discuss some sports with us, just get some things off your chest, hit us up via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. You can leave us a voicemail at 323-455-4219. You can hit us up on Twitter, @brotherslayman. Or you can get at us at the show page on the website, blackisonline.com.
Yeah, hit us up. Hit us up. Any questions, any comments, concerns, anything. And I mean anything that y'all want to dish out to us, let us know. We will definitely get back at you.
Holla. Yes, sir. All right, so let's get into this. We got a lot of feedback. Got a
yes, sir.
We got 4 voicemails, 3 emails.
Whoop, whoop.
Shout out to y'all, BTG, Kmart, hooking us up.
Yes, sir. Always appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, so I'm going to start with the earliest, how they came in. So BTG's email, a humbled 8-2.
Mm.
You see, one thing I can do regardless of the current circumstance is defend and fire back. As a Raider fan, I continue to stay humble. Also, as a Raider fan, since the late 80s, early 90s, I have zero sympathy for bad calls or missed calls, etc. Hopkins did not run out of bounds. Should have been a TD. Both runs by the Texans late in the fourth quarter should have been a result of a first down. but I don't care and probably never will. My squad is not only part of one of the most controversial calls ever, but it helped create a Hall of Fame career and dynasty over there in New England. Mm. For 15 years, Cass was saying, well, you should still have made the play after the bad call, right? Funny thing is, they forgot when you make the calls or don't make the right calls, that does alter the game. Maybe a little and maybe a lot. In some cases, not at all. In the case of the Raiders game, those no calls and bad calls altered the game a lot. Even though I feel Houston is a waste this season, the game should have been fair. The milk is spilled and can't be changed. Another thing that can't be changed is focus, which is what TJ Ward should be doing for his upcoming matchup with KC and not worrying about my Raiders. Control your own outcome early and don't depend on others. All this crying wolf and the ref cheated. Brock KC is laser beams everywhere, blah, blah. You can't cry over the spilled milk. You can't change Golden State defensive schemes last finals. Oh, man. Shout out, man.
Appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, I saw the little report he sent out. I guess TJ Ward made a little comment that Russ was cheating.
Yes.
Not necessarily in those terms, but it is what it is, man.
You know, I mean, they do affect the outcome. I mean, we know where somebody up there in cold weather of in Michigan got a little upset about the ref's call. I mean, like a lot upset. So, I know we'll be getting into that. But look, it happens. It does happen. Sometimes too often.
Yeah, that infamous Tuck rule.
Mm-hmm.
The most bullshit call ever created, because you ain't never heard nobody get called for that shit ever again.
Nope.
You're like, what the fuck? What is the Tuck rule? I'm like, y'all niggas knew about, like, what?
Yeah, right.
I've never seen that. I've never seen that be called again ever since that infamous Raiders-Patriots game. Never.
Nope. This baby, the Raiders finally ready for some payback.
Yeah.
You know, we'll see. Yeah. All right, back to another email from Baylor, Pac-12 and 10. CK Mark, it's easy to debate with you because you're a small 10 fan. The conference with slow running backs and boy touches. Before you blurt nonsense in public like Kanye and Lil Bow Wow, you might want to do your research first. Of course, you would have a bad taste in your mouth about the Pac-12 wide receivers because Philly has a history of drafting them. Is Aguilera and Freddie Mitchell that bad? Or was Philly that dumb? Oh, yeah, the same franchise that had DeSean Jackson and got rid of him. That's one relevant one. Apparently, you don't watch college football or any other games in the NFL. Keenan Allen pretty relevant besides injuries. I mean, you could damn near call Gronkowski a wide receiver.
Yeah,
I mean,
true.
Doug Baldwin plays pretty good right now. Definitely has a Super Bowl ring. Oh, I guess you forgot about Steve Smith. I'm sure you rushed and picked him up on the waiver wire sometime this season. Nobody knows who Brandon Cooks is? Well, not Drew Brees last week. Shoot.
Yeah, for real.
Okay. I guess you got me there, Kmart. Nah, not really. All these players I said is on somebody's fantasy team. Well, except for Marcus Wheaton, but everybody is. Don't come from my conference and don't even think about attacking any other position. There's more depth in every other position. Stay humble with your Charles Woodson, Tom Brady's, and Desmond Howard's. Because other than that, that roster is shit. All hail Braylon Edwards. Is he still in the league? Relax and stay humble.
Oh. Shout out to you, Baylor. Yeah, that's why I deferred to Baylor. I was like, I got to defer to you on these. You name them. And he did name them.
Yeah, he did.
Like, I forgot Don Jackson went to Cal.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Gronk
too.
Went to Arizona. Brandon Cooks went to Oregon State. Keenan Allen went to Cal. So, yeah, we actually do got quite a few.
We got talent. You got to, you know, but it's all about picking the right talent and when you pick them.
Because Freddie Mitchell in the first round, buddy. Nelson Aguilar in the first round, buddy.
Yeah, you got to be smarter than that. So we got another one, Sports History 101 with Baylor, Milk Carton Edition.
All right.
Whatever happened to Charles Rogers? Former MSU wideout, second overall pick back in 2003. Never mind him. The year was 2001, April 28th. Bucks were down two with 8 seconds left. Ray Allen blew past Darrell Armstrong only to attack the rim and finishes with a clutch dunk over T-Mac to send game three into overtime. Now, that series between those two cats was legendary. McGrady went bananas in that series, and Sam Cassell was still ugly. You gotta love history. Taking digs just cause.
Sam Cassell was an ugly motherfucker, boy. Yeah, people called him a damn alien.
Yeah, man. But I give to him, when his moment came, he took advantage.
Yeah, he did.
One of them best six men in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Ooh, that dude was so nasty in the playoff.
Mm-hmm.
That's all the emails. So let's get into these voicemails.
All right.
Kmart sent this one a few days ago. They didn't mean for this to go so long. All good, sir.
All good, man.
Brothers Layman, this is your boy Kmart. Hope everybody had a wonderful and blessed Thanksgiving. I know each and every one of y'all tore to that bird last night. But Woo Boy, BTG, the Hoopla family, all y'all, man, hope you guys had a wonderful and blessed Thanksgiving. Everybody, either everybody right now, it's Black Friday, and everybody's either asleep or at the sales right now. Me, on the other hand, I'm up moving. Me and the missus, we had to get on the road. We're up making that move. I'll get into that in a little while. Just want to touch on some things real quick first. But Jonathan, great win by our Bulls over L.A. Definitely took the sting off Philly losing to Seattle the other day. But damn, maybe we're going to turn around and lose to Denver.
Yeah.
I guess, man. That's just the way of the NBA. But you was talking about throwing the ball to Jordan Matthews and everything, and I get that. But the thing is, though, man, it'd be great if he didn't drop the ball so much. I mean, he's actually done better the last couple days, the last couple games. But, man, for him to be Jerry Rice's cousin, man, he should not be dropping the rock at the rate that he does, man. I mean, but he's a good player and all. We definitely need to still address that, the wide receiver spot, in either free agency or the draft. But, hey, we need to get Wentz some more targets to throw to. You guys touched on Kanye West and everything like that, and what he's been going through. And prayers up to that brother. I hope he gets his shit figured out. Chris and John, you guys are talking about how you guys lost your dad, and I know BTG, he lost both of his parents. So, like I say, I wouldn't know how to feel. I mean, fortunately, I still have my parents for 35 years of my life. So, honestly, I wouldn't know how to deal. Jonathan, I saw you talked about that you had to see counseling, and honestly, hey, that's something Kanye may need to do, because hey, that's a tough road to come back from. But hey, like I said, hope he gets this stuff together. Another prayer is going out to Isaiah Pede. Man, you hate hearing that about a young athlete.
Man.
And just by doing something as simple as putting on your seatbelt could mean the world right there. So
yep.
Prayers up to that young man. Hopefully he can get it together and everything. I really haven't touched much about this yet. I touched a little bit, maybe on a couple shows prior. But Donald Trump winning the presidency. Of course, I mean, I'm feeling some type of way about it. I really needed some time to really take it all in and kind of just trying to sort through my feelings and everything, because I mean, this is definitely a big change for us as a society. But I will say, like, one positive thing, it exposed a lot of racism and a lot of ignorance.
I've seen it on my Facebook
and on Twitter. Coming down my timeline, and there's like the pure ignorance that spilled out. It's ridiculous. Me personally, I thought maybe, like, since like we had our first black president, you would think maybe that the foolishness and the ignorance would kind of subside a little bit. But I mean, But like I said, this election right here just shows you that, man, ignorance is still alive, man. It's alive and well in this country. I work two jobs with special needs. One work with adults, one with kids. BTG, he can attest to this, that, I mean, we become attached to these people. They become a big part of our lives. We become a big part of theirs, and as well as their families. So when Trump was mocking them, that definitely hit a sour spot with me right there. I mean, I didn't like the guy anyway, but like the ignorance that was coming out of his mouth from time to time was beyond ridiculous. It was sick. It was disgusting. I've never felt so low as a society, about society, as I do now. For a man to mock people with special needs, and then the derogatory things that he will say about women that came up, and as well as the fact he has a rape case. I don't get that. Especially in dealing with the people at my job, in terms of like my clients, like my autistic clients and their families. I mean, a lot of them, I mean, and they're, and a lot of them, they're Jewish white families. They're not happy. I have one who lives in Beverly Hills. I have a client who lives in Beverly Hills with his mom. She is, I seen her like the day after the election, and she was in tears, literally almost in tears. And like I said, I mean, these are wealthy white families. They're very well off, live in a very nice neighborhood, but they were hurt. They were really pissed off that Trump was got nominated. And the thing I was telling people is, like, it's not the fact that Trump won the presidency that bothers me. It's the fact that they got the Senate and the House as a Republican. I mean, me personally, I was trying to at least get one of those or both of those, just so we can kind of get some balance there. But everything is full Republican now. So that right there, that kind of definitely rubs me the wrong way. And now the fact of the matter, man, I'm going to a fucking Republican state in Arizona, man. But you know what? Hey, I'm going to do like I always do. Just stay in my lane, go to work, do my thing, and try to stack my bread. But at this point, what can we do? Honestly, the only thing we can do is pray that this man does the right thing and try to keep it positive, man, because there's a lot of hate and ignorance out there. So, anywho, man, on to some better things. Some holiday music, movies. I know you guys were going over, like, you guys talking about, like, the holiday movies that's coming out. Man, look, the best movie that's coming out is Bad Santa. Yes, Bad Santa 2. I love Bad Santa 1. Man, I'm going to watch that. I'm going to get my laughs in and keep it at that. But anyway, you guys, stay safe. I'll catch up with you guys later. It's your boy, K-Mart. Peace out.
Appreciate that, Kmart.
Yeah, man, appreciate it, man. A lot of us kind of be like, oh, all these white folk put Trump in. No, a certain group of white people took Trump in. And if you start falling into this division shit, we gonna really get fucked up.
Yep.
So, I mean, yes, I think a lot of, you know, just quickly, I think that's why a lot of Republicans voted so hard, is because they're like, look, we get it. Fuck, we don't like him, but we get in. We got the House, the Senate, and we in the President, and we in the White House. Mm-hmm. And then if he go, I mean, they got Pence. They're like, fuck, we can get him out. Got Pence, and we good.
But yeah, and you saw during the election, during the whole process, that a lot of Republicans were starting to shy away from him. So that kind of tells you they ain't gonna let this nigga just go buck wild and do whatever he wants.
Nah, they not. It's just, you know, it's crazy. I mean, people are going to be venting for a while. I mean, this is not going to stop. He ain't even technically in office yet.
Yep, and it's already been crazy.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm told people out there, you know, keep doing what you're doing. You know, fight for your rights. Let's make sure that we are all allies in this. Because, we said there's certain white folk who voted for him. There's certain white folk who feeling like I can say and do whatever I want.
Yep.
And, you know, I would hope other white people would be like, yo, y'all need to chill. Because y'all going to step to the wrong people.
Get your ass kicked.
Mm-hmm. Or worse.
Yep. So, hey, shout out to UKmart as well for working with the special needs kids. I know how tough that can be as a job. And it also kind of hit a nerve with me when Donald Trump was mocking a special needs person. More so just because Chris and I, we have a cousin who has Down syndrome. So I do not find that shit funny at all.
No, ain't no need to do that.
Ain't no need for that. But I know your job is tough, man. So kudos to you. We need more people like that in the world who are willing to take the time and the patience, you know, to work with these kids with autism and different mental handicaps that they do have. And yeah, man, I mean, losing parents, man, it's tough. You know, it's a tough deal. It's a tough road. You know, I was actually talking to a customer of mine the other day. You know, and I told him about the whole spiel about my dad passing and everything. And he was kind of like, wow. He was like, you know what? I lost my mom. He was like 56 years old. And he was like, I lost my mom 7 years ago. And I was like, you know, 53. And it's still hard for me. I was like, man, you know, it's losing a parent is hard, regardless of age, regardless of race, gender, whatever. You know, it's tough. And it's, and everybody absorbs it differently. You know, for me, I personally had to go and, you know, kind of express myself and let my feelings be known about the situation. I had my battles with the man upstairs from time to time. But you know what, you know, all in all, in the end, you kind of realize that, you know what, we're all going to go at some point. You know, some of us, unfortunately, we go earlier than others, but you know, we know our dad still loves us. We know he's still looking down on us, smiling and all that good stuff. So, you know, you just got to push on and press on throughout the day. But anybody else who, if you really want to spill your guts about Trump, you got a forum to do it right here.
No, yeah, you can say that. Just be like, just mix in some sports. It was going to be like,
And an early Norse award to Delta, who kicked that ignorant-ass Trump supporter off the plane and banned him for life. Shout out to y'all.
That's what's up. Yeah,
I
man.
I saw that video.
Yeah,
like, come nigga, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, for folks stepping out of pocket, you're going to get it. But mm-hmm. Yeah, man, shout out to that. Yeah, BTE, I didn't know about that. You know, shout out to him as well.
Yeah, praise to you, my friend.
All you can do is take it a day at a time. That's it.
Yep.
I mean, yep. You know, if you lose anybody close to you, we see it in the sports stories. You know, one that comes to mind is seeing Chris Paul with his grandfather. I mean, I had a frat brother who said he lost like his – either his parents or his mom or something at like 2 or 3. I mean, my wife's grandmother lost her father like at 2. She don't even really remember him.
So, yeah, I mean, I had some homeboys at Morehouse who lost their parents when they were like 6, 7 years old.
Yeah, so you just appreciate every, you know, the time you got with them because, like I said, you don't know.
You never know, man. You never know.
But yeah, we're going to check out. Yeah, my wife loved Bad Santa, so I'm sure she wants to see Bad Santa too.
That movie is hilarious.
Which one, the first or the second one?
The first one.
Oh, with Thurman Merman?
It's freaking jokes, dude. Mm-hmm.
Your name Thurman Merman?
And I love that Kathy Bates is playing his mom, because Kathy Bates can get down.
Man, she get like every role. Any role she wants, she get.
American Horror Story. I love her in that.
Yeah, she get real serious, and then she going to be like the water boy mama.
I'm
ball the devil.
I still, for me, her role, though, in Misery was just like amazing.
Oh, you was like, this bitch crazy.
Yeah, that shit was scary. Like, that actually scared the shit out of me. I was like, this female is crazy.
Yeah, that's why you
but
like
But she's me. A good-ass actress, boy.
Yeah, she is. Oh, man, appreciate that. All right, moving on. Voicemail from Baylor, sent this yesterday. Humble brag.
Go ahead.
I mean, brothers, we got to stay humble out here in these streets. Definitely got to stay humble. I'm not going to lie, I was nervous that second half of the Raiders game. One thing that I know we need to work on for sure is playing consistent defense. Is the DBs bad? Of course they are. One minute they show flashes, but majority of the time they're pretty bad. Front seven is pretty good, but they don't play consistent. At the end of the day, we entertain people. We come back. We like to play around with. It just seems like we like to play around with death. But we pulled it out. You know, Carr jammed his pimp finger or whatever. So came back with the Michael Jackson glove and did his thing. I'm just waiting on this Kansas City and Denver game to drop. I'm going to enjoy every piece of that because I don't care who wins. I mean, you know what? Record-wise, I would like to see Denver beat Kansas City because they don't have a division loss. But other than that, I don't care. I just want them to beat up on each other, get a couple of injuries. And I'm not wishing any injuries on them. I'm just saying y'all get hurt and banged up. You know what I'm saying? So it makes it a little bit easier for us. Tom Brady's still doing what he's doing. Just tied Peyton Manning's record for the most wins. Got to give it up to him. He's a Cali boy. Don't really like him, but got to give it up to him.
Yeah.
Send a message to Rude Boy. I don't really talk during the Raiders games. I might say certain things like touchdown or, you know, I might voice my concerns, but I don't go back and forth because I don't like the cats who finally start talking when we down or if we lose a game, then they want to pop up at the end of the game. Like, but during the whole game, they wasn't saying nothing. So I'm that type. You know, I talk to myself during the game. Michigan lost in college football. We don't care about that. Get them niggas up out of there. Get Washington up in there.
Yes, sir.
But they might pull some foolery with Penn State. Who knows? Mm-hmm. What else? And that's about it, man. My Lakers going through some injuries right now. It's a rough road, but they're young. I think they've exceeded they're playing better than what people thought they was going to do. So, you know, shout out to them. Chicago got us. We did get OKC once and Golden State. Jesus Christ, they put an ass whooping on us. But
hey, back.
It's expect. Like, as women's that, I'm not. Let me say this about Golden State. Golden State can beat Cavs by 200-300 points. It's not going to matter to me. At the end of the day, they help push the movement of the super teams. So it's just fast forward to the playoffs from here on out. Like, I don't really care about I don't even care about the MVP race. You might as well just go ahead and just go to, you know, June and, you know, just hurry up because it's. I don't really care for the regular season games as far as them. And Kevin Durant, I'm not impressed with anything. I'm just telling you right now. He's still a great player, but I'm not impressed about anything. Other than that, man, like I said, let's get ready for this Kansas City and Denver matchup. And I think Monday night is a bum matchup. Jesus Christ. We got to do better at I'm going to have to call the NFL because they schedule these goddamn bums. Who playing? Rocky and who? Bum ass things.
Ah, oh, man.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, I know he from. Oh, and then he came right back with one. He almost missed it for a tie. Let's get in this.
All right.
Brothers, I'm sorry I had to call again, but it was so much shit that needs to be covered over this past weekend. Like, college basketball, UCLA did it again. We knocked out Texas A&M. I'm liking what I see from this young Bruin squad, although I don't know. We still got too many white boys on the team. I'm not racist. I'm just saying. We need some color. Hell, even Ball, old light-skinned ass. He a little too light. But that nigga hooping, though, man. That nigga hooping.
Yes,
what else? Indiana. Indiana just lost to ITT Tech. Y'all can go look at the school that they just played about, what, two games ago. They took an L. They played a medical school and lost. I don't even know how they still in the top 10, though. Let's move on to college football. Oh, man. So Michigan is out of there. Washington is in there. Washington, we need action. Now, Colorado got, you know, they got different plans. But if you can get by, like, at this point, Washington is our strongest team.
Yes.
And it's crazy to say because I don't really remember when Washington was that good. You know what I mean? Like, they always had a solid program. Don't get me wrong. And damn sure had some solid players. But I don't. I guess you know this is our strongest team, and like you know, I can go for seeing a Washington and Alabama matchup. I hate the SEC. I hate everything about the SEC. I hate the letters. Michigan is out of there. Get their ass up out of there. And yeah, that should be. I mean, SC. I look as a Bruin fans. SC is on their way up. I'm not really sold on their quarterback though, but they've always had the they always gonna have the receivers because they got that pipeline to Sarah, and they just gonna they always gonna have the receivers, and they always gonna have average or above average running backs. The defense is actually playing. They always get you know what? They always get good. They always get good linebackers and a solid line. Probably a good safety here and there, but their cornerbacks is always trash. But they're playing, man. I mean, like 10-2. Like, who would have known? After that ass whooping they got from Bama, I'm like, shit. I thought it was over for them. So yeah, we back on the rise. Hey, I'm gonna tell y'all like this, bro. Hey, look, between the AFC West, the Pac-12, and the Western Conference, hey, I'm telling you right now, Jay and Chris, we might as well just put those three divisions and conference together and just have them play. Just have the AFC West, the Pac-12, and the Western Conference play every year. We don't need nothing else. It's entertaining enough. Now, let's move on. KC versus Denver. Well, you want to talk about an ending to the game? Oh, shit. I thought he missed the kick. I ain't going to lie. I celebrated because I'm like, oh, you was going to get much slander if he would have missed that. No, you, Jay, as a Bronco fan, you would have got so much slander if that Kansas City kicker, Santos, or whatever his name is, would have missed that kick. I would have came straight for you. But because he made it, I'm going to let you live. It sounds weird, right? No, because I actually needed you guys to win. I needed you guys to win because KC don't have no divisional losses right now. Now, if it would have ended in a tie, that damn sure would have helped out me just personally as a Raider fan. Like, I would have... That's almost as good as a Raiders win is a tie. And if that would have happened, man, boy, I'm telling you, you'd have had a few voicemails and like four or five of them. And the last four would have just been me laughing. Like Thriller laugh. The end of Thriller laugh. Other than that, man, my Lakers beat Atlanta. You know, I think we own Atlanta. Shout out to the No Nonsense Show. Beyonce, Jamie Mack, and Jay Smoove and them, man. I think they will let us know that. I think it's more Laker fans out in Atlanta than Atlanta fans. If I'm not mistaken. I've heard that. I've called in to my cable company, and I had a cat from Atlanta. And he was like, man, you'll be surprised that it's actually more Laker fans here than, you know, we're a fan of everybody else's team more than our own team. So, and my What the Fuck award is going to be early, and I'm passing it out to Dwight Howard for getting into it with one of our fans. Bro, this is not, no, you don't get in. Come on, bro. You already know what it is. You know who you are. You know what you've done. Even if you didn't do anything, you're on the opposing team. We're going to say something. Don't sit up there and act all tough and tell a fan to come to the tunnel and fight. You know that's not going to happen. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to Malice in the Palace. Man, I loved it. I loved every bit of that. For a little bit of history, I'm going to say this. I'm glad that happened. I'm glad that happened. I don't care to see anybody get hurt. But as a fan and as a player, a former player, I didn't play in the league. But the crowd needs to know what they know their place, and the players should be protected. And I loved every bit of it. I loved that. I loved it. I'm talking about, man, I love that. So, yeah, man, we 9-2. So I don't know. I'm still humble about it. Still humble. Tonight game. Oh, no, there is no tonight game. There's no game tonight. No, not that I know of.
Oh.
I don't believe it's a game.
Oh man.
Yeah, that fucking.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
All right, man. Yeah, we got one more. We got one more from Kmart, and I'm gonna give you a chance to vent.
All right.
The fourth and final quarter from K-Mart.
Brothers Layman, this is your boy K-Mart. Let's talk about it. Fourth quarter's here. New England, pretty much they got the East on lock. But to my surprise, wow, Buffalo and Miami, they're both in playoff contentions. I think Miami's won like 6 or 7 in a row. Man, I didn't even see that. That was definitely under the radar. But, hey, I think right now I think they're in the last playoff spot. So, man, that's going to be a nice little battle to the end to see who gets that number 6 spot. The AFC is actually pretty strong this year. I know, like, the last couple of years, I mean, it's been pretty NFC dominant, but I think this year is pretty different. I think AFC, I mean, they have a lot more teams out there that are pretty ready for the playoffs. AFC North, looks like it's going to come down to that Pittsburgh Baltimore Christmas Day matchup. Cannot wait for that one. AFC West, Oakland, looks like the Oakland Raiders, they're looking like Super Bowl contenders. I have to eat crow on that. I know BTG's pounding his chest over that, but we'll see what happens. Jonathan, man, I feel your pain, brother. I feel your pain. That was a nice kick in the balls last night, man. But you guys, I still think you guys will still get in eventually, but, man, you guys didn't make it any easy for yourself. KC, solid as always. I mean, man, they're definitely under the radar. Tough challenges for Oakland, though. I mean, they do got to go to KC and Denver, but let's see what happens. AFC South, next. Let's skip to the NFC. Oh, boy. The Dallas Cowboys. Man, they got something going on down there, man. Right now, man, they're head and shoulders above the competition in our division. I mean, Giants, Skins, Eagles, we're all kind of battling for like that wild card spot. Birds, they got to play Aaron Rodgers tonight, so hopefully they can pull this one out. I mean, yeah. I think we're undefeated at home, so hopefully that can stay intact. NFC North, wow. Detroit Lions in first place. When was the last time you could say that? AFC South. Wow. And another thing, I didn't realize there was like a one game difference between Tampa and Atlanta. Man, Tampa, man, they that's definitely been under the radar. Famous Jameis is putting in work. But usually around this time, Atlanta, they always pulling that little late season collapse, so let's see what happens. I'm not too sure on the opponents who plays who next, but should be a good race to the end. Seattle, the NFC West. Seattle, they pretty much have that thing on lock, so pretty much it's on to the playoffs for them. Even though, man, you can't score 5 points, man. You can't score 5 points versus Tampa, man. I don't know what the hell happened last night. But I don't know. Seattle, I mean, I don't know. I guess it's one of the things where they just kind of reverted back to the way they were early in the season, having offensive line issues, because I think Russell Wilson was sacked by like 6 times. I'm not too sure, but I think that's what happened. But they should still win the AFC West. I'm sorry, the NFC West, and it should get the number 2 spot in the NFC. On to basketball. The Bulls, baby. Jonathan, our Bulls, third place in the East. So far, I'm loving it. I'm loving what we're doing right now. Upcoming schedule, home against the Lakers. Big game coming up against the Cavs. Can't wait for that one. Then we're at Dallas, and then we're at home for Portland. So, nice little 3 out of 4 stretch. Hopefully, we can take advantage of that. The Lakers, very nice surprise. I think they're number 7, number 8 in the West. I know they smacked Dwight in Atlanta last night. So, hey, it's good to see them, those young cats playing. So, but my question is to the Laker fans out there. All right, with this, right, with them playing the way they play, all right, if they don't make the playoffs, or like they finish maybe like 9 or 10 in the West, does Jim Buss and Mitch Kupchak keep their job? BTG, what do you think? Lastly, oh boy, on the Saturday, Michigan Wolverines. I put it like this, everybody's calling about the refs. Yeah, I mean, of course, the refs are the refs. I mean, that's the human element. I mean, of course, they're going to fuck up. But my thing is, you can't have three turnovers on the road against a dominant opponent like Ohio State. First, you pretty much damn near gift wrapped them a pick six. Then you want to fumble on the 1 yard line. Yeah, we did deserve to lose that game. So hey, we get a New Year's Eve bowl or something like that. I don't know. Maybe a Rose Bowl. I don't know. But hey. With what's happened two of the last 3 weeks, we don't deserve to make the playoffs. And finally, if your team is not bowl eligible, you really need to keep your shit talking on mute. And I'll just keep it at that. Catch up with you guys later. Mm. Peace out.
Oh, man. Appreciate that, Kmart.
Love the back and forth between y'all, man. Hey, man, shout out. Baylor, Kmart, always appreciate the feedback, man.
Absolutely.
I always make you feel like, okay, man, we must be doing something right. Y'all sending it right in. All right, man, let's... Oof. I know, let's get into these. Yeah, man, it's a lot. It was a lot of good games, but we're going to get this one to let you vent a bit. Son of a
bitch! We played that like 5, 6, 7 more times.
Man.
God damn, man. Like, early what the fuck moment to our goddamn defense. And I can't even believe I'm saying that, but it's the second straight game we've let a team march down the field. You know, luckily against New Orleans, the rookies bailed us out with that great block on special teams. But this game against Kansas City, I mean, 3 penalties. You know, we have ample opportunities to get them off the field. You know, especially with the game that Trevor Siemian put up. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better game from the young man. Throwing him, I think, for like almost 350 yards, like 2-3 touchdowns. I mean, the kid gave y'all the cushion. We were up 8 points.
I mean,
gave y'all the cushion.
Yeah. You can't ask for more. I mean, 20 of 34, 368, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. I mean, it's the exact same. He came down. 8-point lead. Now is the time for the defense to close it out.
Yep.
And I had Denver defense on one of my leads. I'm getting into that from the what the fuck, because that's a lot. But, yeah, it came down. Yep, and penalties. Oh, fuck, overtime. Now, I saw what Gary Kubiak said. Your thoughts on that decision to kick it.
You know what? I respected Gary Kubiak's decision to go for it, because there are too many times where people are like, you know, you being conservative, and his mentality was like, you know what, fuck a tie, we trying to win. And because, I mean, you look at it, it was, I mean, if they had punted the ball, basically it was going to be a tie. Because I don't think Kansas City would have had enough time to march all the way back down the field.
I mean they were moving the ball, but not
they
like
were moving
that.
The ball, but
they not airing, with, you ain't getting, they not getting 40 yard chunks at a time.
That's what I'm saying. So I mean, you know, with Alex Smith, he ain't really going down 30-40 yards down the field. But I think had they punted, it would have just been like, all right, well, we're going for the tight end. So I respected his decision to go for the win. You know, Jason Elam, some of our former kickers have kicked, you know, 60-something yard field goals before and made them with that altitude. You know, Brandon McManus has a strong leg, and he had the distance for it. It just hooks so badly.
Yes. So he said he kind of, in his thing to trying to kick it hard, he kind of hit the dirt.
He hit the ground. Yeah, he hit the dirt, and it is what it is, man. I mean – It is what it is. And, you know, like I said, I respect Gary Kubiak's decision to say fuck it and go for the win, because even I, like, at the time when he was thinking about it, I was like, you know what? Let the nigga kick it. I was thinking the same thing. I was like, you know what? Let this nigga kick the ball. And, you know, unfortunately, he didn't make it. But, you know, we gave him the short field. They had enough time to march down a little bit. And Kicked the fucking field goal that bounced off one one goal post and then bounced in. I was like, you know what? This is just a fitting end to this fucking game. Because, I mean, you pretty much had everything in that damn game. I mean, dude caught the ball from Kansas City, juggled it at the 1 yard line, and because he juggled it at the 1 yard line, he didn't fully control the ball till he was in the end zone. So it was so much going on that game. I mean, I told Chris, I was like, you know what? It was a great game.
Mm-hmm.
It was a fantastic game. I mean, that's the kind of game you want to see every Sunday, but I just wish that outcome was different. But, you know, looking on the bright side of things, we're not out of the playoff hunt. We're still 7-4. You know, we got a victory against Jacksonville coming up next Sunday. And then we play Tennessee after that, which, I mean, it ain't a cakewalk, but, you know, we should beat them. And then we probably have the harder schedule closing it out. We got New England, KC, and Oakland. Yeah, so that schedule is going to be brutal come the end of the season. But I got faith in my team. I got faith we can still pull it out. You know, I know the defense was hard on themselves. I heard, you know, Chris Harris and them after the game basically saying they lost the game for the team. So I know they're going to try to rise to the occasion, you know, these last few games and try to make up for that. So I'm like, you know what, it's going to be hard, but we need to win the fuck out. If we got any chance of clinching this damn division, we need to win the fuck out.
Yeah, y'all got to do something if you're going to win it. But, yeah, I mean, it happened bad, and I was like, fuck, I needed him to just punt it because I'm like, I don't need the team. He had, like, the I think he had the Raider defense. I was like, come on, like, I don't need these extra 3 points. I'm going to lose some points because it was that close. And I was like, oh, shit, he going to miss it. Oh, it went in? Oh, ain't that a bitch.
Man, yep. This is some bullshit.
God damn, I'm so fucking pissed at that.
Yeah, yeah, man, but I mean,
7-4, can't complain. You still in the mix.
Still in the mix, and I gotta say, man, Trevor Siemian is starting to look a little bit better. You know, he used his legs a little more. He was airing the ball out, made some big plays to Emmanuel Sanders. Hey,
Sanders, dude, I was trying to trade for him. 7 receptions, 162 yards and a touchdown. Damn.
Yeah, I mean, Trevor Siemian did some good things. That offensive line blocked much better in the second half because the first half, Trevor Siemian was getting his ass rocked.
If you can build on it. Hey, man, I got to give he back. Justin Houston was like, give me that. Yeah. I'm eating you.
Yeah.
He was like, shit, that's why this defense is tough.
Anyway, I got to say, him and Von Miller, just watching those two, you were like, God damn.
In the same draft.
This is why these the two best pass rushers in football.
Yeah. And came in the same draft, too. Damn.
Both had 3 sacks. I'm like, dude, these niggas is feasting.
Mm-hmm. And I know you was happy. Travis Kelce, 15 targets, 8 for 101.
I was happy. I would have loved if he had got that and lost, but.
Right.
Yeah, I was like, at least he's getting involved in the damn passing game now. Because shit, early in the season, you were like, dude, give him the ball.
Yeah,
what
man.
What you doing?
Yeah, so that's going to work. Hey, Kansas City, 8-3. They was pushing the Broncos last season. Now they're going to continue to push the Raiders. The Raider fans, look, that offense, awesome. That defense, though, like you blew a damn lead.
Yeah, it's like Baylor said, they playing around.
Full score like 3 touchdowns in like 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh shit! I'm sitting here like, yo, I got players. Yeah, I'll get into that at the end of the show. Fucking Greg Olsen. I'm like, oh, Ted Ginn getting everything. Thanks. All right, what are we gonna do? Jonathan Stewart. All right. But shit, Cam Newton, 14-29, 246, 2 touchdowns, an interception, only 6 yards. I mean, he got a touchdown, but only 6 yards rushing. Look, 4-7, that's it. I seen Greg Olsen, like, stop comparing us. Everybody want to bring up last season over with. And I'm like, yep. Clearly it is. It's always a new season, and that's why Greg Popovich is always like, he never takes the defending champion label. He'd be like, nah, we ain't. This is a new season. We ain't defending shit.
Mm.
Like, we starting at zero like everybody else.
Yeah.
I mean, this is... He wouldn't have it today. I know that's right.
Mm.
And this is, he got a couple sacks. Hey, man. I know that defense struggling on Oakland, but the man, the Mac, God hey, damn.
Khalil Mack went nuts. He the next great pass rusher man. In this league. Shit.
First, I'm gonna take this interception and go into the house. And then I'm about to strip sack your ass at the end of the game. Like, damn. All right, Khalil Mack.
Mm-hmm.
All pro again.
I see you, brother.
That dude is a beast. I'm saying if they can tighten that up, they can tighten that defense up to where it's not, you know, let the defense just hold. We don't need y'all to win the game. But we give you a cushion if y'all can just hold niggas to like 20 points.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sure clearly, I mean, whatever happens this season, off season, defense definitely gonna be the main issue that's gonna be addressed.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean with their DBs, you know, they're very young.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Reggie Nelson's the oldest man of the group, but you know, strong safety corners, they're still young, which, you know, athletically they compete with the best of them. But it also works to their disadvantage because they're so young.
Yeah. That's tough. Like I said, the AFC, Oakland right now 9-2. I mean, even San Diego 5-6, beating up on Houston.
Dude, fucking Brock Osweiler is garbage.
I mean, maybe.
Garbage.
Maybe it was good y'all didn't give him that dough.
It was good because shit, I was like, that would have been a waste.
Yeah, I mean, you figure, like, I mean, he had the, what's it, 22 of 37, 246, no touchdowns, 3 interceptions. I'm like, nigga, San Diego defense stepping up? Damn.
Mm-hmm. And they receive, and as usual, fucking Phillip Rivers just does everything with nothing.
Yeah. Got, what, Dontrell Inman, 6, 419 in a touchdown. Tyrell Williams on 14 targets. 8 for 70 in a touchdown. The new favorite.
Yep. Which is going to make them even more dangerous when Keenan Allen comes back.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, right now, y'all just out of it.
Right, yeah, because the fucking Dolphins.
Dude.
Well, they beat San Francisco. Like, That's not an accomplishment.
Well, first off, I'm mad that, like, how did Ajayi only get, like, 50-some yards? I'm sitting there like, I'm about to get, like, a killer game out of him. Then you're like, wait, what?
He broke the streak.
Yeah, I'm like, all right, look, he got 50 and a touchdown. All right. Yeah, 45 and a touchdown. Come on. Like, you should have got 100. Would have helped me out.
Against that defense.
Yeah. I mean, hey, shout out to Colin Kaepernick. 29 of 46, 296, 3 touchdowns. Interception, 10 carries for 113 yards. I mean, he was trying. He kept him in.
He kept him in the game, but not with those Fidel Castro comments, my friend.
No, I didn't even read those. Just
keep your comments to your fucking self. Oh,
damn. He's getting out of play. If you want more people to hate you, just the subject that you focused on, just focus on that. Don't need to start speaking on any and everything.
And I think they were in Miami.
They were in Miami.
Yeah, which where you know a lot of Cubans reside.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, people are split on him. And I'm like, look, I'm not from Cuba. I don't know. So I can't really say. There's people who are like, this fool was a fucking dick and ruined everything. Mm-hmm. And there are some people from there who are like, he did a lot of good stuff. I don't know. I'm not there. So I can't. I ain't the one to speak on it. Like, look, I'm not from Cuba. He had nothing to do over with me, overseeing me. You know, I don't live in a dictatorship, so I don't even want to know what that's like.
Exactly.
Yeah, just keep that.
I'd rather not know.
Yeah, just keep that to yourself. But, man, mm-hmm. I mean, you saw what didn't – what's the name? What's the name took some heat a couple years ago for comments about Castro in Miami? He was the Marlins manager.
Oh,
He was
Ozzie Guillen.
Yeah.
Yep.
I remember that. And they were like, yo, shut up. Shut up. You don't like, know don't. Shit. I was like, ooh.
Exactly. And I'm like, when it comes to Castro and the Cubans, I defer to them because I have no idea what it was like.
Yeah, but man, look, I'm sitting here thinking Miami ain't doing shit. All someone that was like, Miami 7-4. I'm like, what?
Mm-hmm. It ain't gonna last. At least I don't need it to last.
No, I need them you to don't
lose.
Need it to last.
I need them to lose.
Yeah, you're
come on, New England, give them one.
Yeah, New England did they damn thing. That game was close as hell. I was like, come on, Jets. Y'all gonna win it. Nope.
No, you're not.
And now they in decision mode where they 3-8. They starting Fitzpatrick again. I mean, when the dude plays well, it's hard to be like, all right, we're gonna bench him.
Well, Todd Bowles already came out and said Ryan Fitzboo-boo is starting again next game.
Yeah. Look, he wanna win. He's like, well, I ain't playing for the top three pick, nigga. I want to win. I got that. I mean, he's 22 of 32, 269, two touchdowns. Not bad. I mean, it was looking like, okay, this is a real division game.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, the Jets always tend to play them tough.
Yep. Unfortunately.
And Gronk was quiet?
Well, he got hurt.
Oh, he got hurt in the game.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, the dude I was playing, he had him. I was like, okay, good. He out. Because it was like, oh, what did he do? Oh, nothing. Yeah, I think he got something happened with his back.
Mm,
and had to take him out, and he was not coming back. And I'm like, oh, shit. And they still plugged
him. Stay out for the Bronco game.
Rest him.
Exactly. Rest that fool.
But yeah, they 9-2. Man, Baltimore getting it done. Beat Cincinnati. They 6-5, leading their division. Tied with Pittsburgh.
Done. That is all she wrote.
Yeah, 3-7-1. It's time. It's time.
Yes, it is.
Just let it happen. It's okay.
Oh, it's good.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what else happened? Yeah, Pitt just beat up on. It was some good Thursday night games for sure. Thanksgiving was great for football.
Well, the only thing is I wish the Dallas-Washington game would last. That Pittsburgh game was so boring. That shit put me to sleep.
Well, you knew it was.
Scott Osteen. Well, once I found out Andrew Luck wasn't playing, it was like, oh, shit. Y'all better mollywop their ass.
Yeah, and it took a minute. I give what's his name, Tolzien. He was not bad for about the first three quarters. I mean he started off slow, started picking it up. You're like, okay, you know, but at the
got
end.
Got into desperation mode.
Yeah.
I mean, Antonio Brown showed up again.
This dude on just 6 targets, 5 for 91, 3 touchdowns. I'm the number one receiver. It don't matter. What the hell? Give me 8 targets. I'm giving you 30 points.
Nah, that still go to Julio Jones in my book. That's just me, though.
Yeah. Antonio Brown just don't never get shut out.
Yeah. It don't seem like it.
But then he got, you know, Le'Veon Bell, 23 carries, 120 and touchdown, regular work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just doing the damn thing.
Man, you got some nice division battles.
Mm-hmm.
Even in the North, which is like, I don't who want this? I don't want Tennessee want it.
Oh, you mean the South?
Yeah, the AFC South. I mean, Tennessee right now, they're a half game out of Houston.
Dude, if Tennessee ends up winning that division, that's going to be like the shock.
Man.
Because I thought they'd be better. I didn't think they'd be this good, though.
I didn't think they'd pass the Colts and Houston.
Mm.
I'm like, wow.
My choice for number one pick. He doing a damn thing. That's what he does. Are,
man, that nice move. Yeah, man, it is nuts. So, yeah, right now they got New England and Oakland get the byes. And you got Baltimore, Houston, Kansas City, and Miami. Denver 7-4. Pitt, Buffalo, both 6-5. Tennessee 6-6. Mm. I mean, it's close. Even San Diego, like, they right there. And then
Come on, Depper. God damn it.
Yeah, and then on the other end, I enjoyed the Dallas Washington game. That was good. I did wish that was a later one.
That was a great game. Yeah, Kirk Cousins is starting to play.
Yeah, man. All right, they already came out that if the deal ain't done, he getting tagged again.
I didn't think you could tag him twice, but I read the little thing when I guess the money goes up more.
Yeah, I guess it's only two times though.
Well, I guess you can tag him a third time, but the amount of money it goes up to is astronomical.
Oh, you paying him
so
money.
It's almost like you don't want to tag them a third time because then basically they get all the leverage.
Right.
Because I think they said if they tag him a third time, it's like $34 million.
Ooh.
And nigga Washington is not paying him that much money.
I hope they work something out. I mean, yeah, what, 41? God damn, 41 to 53, 449 yards, three touchdowns. Wasn't even sacked.
Hey. Fucking A. And then R. Kelly, of course, after that great game, did shit.
Yeah, Robert Kelly, 14 for 37.
It's like, this, oh my God.
Damn.
Of course, now when I play you, you don't want to do shit. Great. And then watch me bench him next week and he balls again.
Mm-hmm. Damn, Jordan Reed, 10 for 95 and two touchdowns.
I started him.
Well, I mean,
he is money.
I'm sure. He don't come out.
Money. Exactly. Well, he got hurt now, so as usual.
Oh, he got hurt again?
Yes.
Oh, damn.
Well, I guess they said basically he hurt his shoulder. And I guess when he came back in, it basically like he was playing with one arm, basically. He got them touchdowns, though.
I'm saying, look, I mean, you know, Jamison Crowder, 8 for 88. He's looking good. I started DeSean Jackson just because I needed somebody. I didn't expect him to go for 418 and a touchdown. I'm like, okay, y'all. I mean, look, Redskins 6-4, not bad.
Nah, they in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
And good old K. Martin and Rude Boy.
Man, yo squad tonight. I didn't get to watch the game, but nope. That home cooking did not work.
Oh, man, it was ugly.
Yeah, I mean, look. I mean, Green Bay, they had to stop that bleeding.
They were in desperation mode.
Yeah.
Green Bay was desperate for a win. They needed it bad, and they ended up pulling it out.
Man, Davante Adams has been that pickup. Lord have mercy.
Yes.
5 for 113 and two touchdowns. I mean, Aaron Rodgers threw for 313, two touchdowns. All right. Carson Wentz, 24-36, 254, and an interception. Sacked four times.
Oof. Yeah. I mean, he's a rookie, dude. I mean,
this is
what happened. You know, sometimes you get the Dak Prescotts of the world, and sometimes you get the Carson Wentz.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, that's just the way it goes.
Yeah, I mean, even, you know, the Giants 8-3 still hanging around.
Well, they beat Cleveland. That's not an accomplishment. The only thing that pissed me off, give fucking Sterling Shepard some goddamn targets. What is wrong with you?
Yeah, he got like what, like a 22-yard run.
He got
run, a
air.
Like a screen. And then that was it.
I was like, what the fuck? Are you kidding me?
Oh, I was so pissed. Because he has scored like the last 3-4 games. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, okay, he in the mix now. Nothing. Look,
Against Cleveland.
Yeah, look, okay, you got Odell Beckham, 696, two touchdowns on 11 targets. That's fine. But that somebody's double-teaming him? You get him, nobody's double teaming Odell Beckham. You can't, Victor Cruz got five. Shepard can't get any.
I'm saying, like, come on, man. But he should bounce back next game, I'm sure.
Yeah, now I was always like, do I start his ass?
And we didn't even talk about him, but the Dallas Cowboys are fucking 10-1.
I'm saying, 10-1, hitting. Look, they're the real deal.
I
mean, that's why Romo is salty as hell. Because he knew. He was like, this team got something.
Yep, they got something special going.
Now they got to keep it going. But yep. Yeah, man, I mean, clearly they 10-1 running shit. I had to just mention them for one reason.
I just hope we can win a game.
They ain't won yet. I know they're getting frustrated. But like we keep saying, Terrell Pryor, 6 on 12 targets, 6 for 131. Get your paper.
Well, he said he want to go back to Cleveland.
He said he does or does not?
He does.
Oh, okay.
And I guess he likes Hugh Jackson, and I guess Hugh Jackson basically said, and management came out and said, like, regardless of record, they're not going to fire Hugh Jackson, which I was like, thank you.
Yeah, this is a lot of this ain't, it was just bad luck from jump.
Yeah.
But I will say, though, now he's saying the right thing. I want to go back to Cleveland. Somebody going to be like, hey, take this big pile of money we got over here. Welp.
Philly, I'm looking at you.
Hey, man, if Philly throws some money at him, he can't. It's hard for him to be like, yeah, I mean, I like Cleveland. I mean, this is Cleveland does something. Just like, dude, you in a rough division.
Yeah, for real.
Another division. Detroit just keeps finding ways to win.
I'm mad you called it, too.
Yeah, like, what?
They're going to be down in the fourth quarter.
It's what they do.
They're going to come back and win.
Oh, Sam Bradford got to be kicking his ass. Because I was like, oh, they about to just mop down and get that field. Oop, turnover. Motherfucker, like, oh, that's it. Matt Prater game, he was like, damn, Detroit, y'all on a run.
Kings of coming of the fourth quarter comeback, because Jesus Christ.
And they down all the time. He's like, how are you doing it? 7-4. Just how I'm shocked Miami said, I am shocked Detroit is 7-4. Coming into this season.
Especially with no running game.
Yeah. 1-4. And just it has a game cushion. Because, mm-hmm. You know, got it over Minnesota now. Minnesota.
They beat them twice, didn't they?
I mean, might have. I think they did. Beat them twice. Yeah. I think did they beat Green Bay?
I think they did.
I think so. I'm sure they got to play again. But, I mean, like, they sit nice and comfortable. Now, I mean, you know, one Green Bay win, you can't count them out. They're only two games behind. But, got to give it up, man.
Got to give it up to them. Matt Stafford ain't in my MVP discussion, but.
Nah, I'm happy, brother. It means he should still keep his job for another season, Caldwell.
Yeah.
They were ready to get him out, but something, he's got them boys fighting.
Yep.
Other big game. Oh. We were talking about Atlanta down there, ATL. Man, Arizona done.
Yeah, they probably are the most disappointing team of the season.
Very.
Like, they had Super Bowl expectations. You got Chandler Jones. You're like, all right, we got that missing piece for a pass rusher. Nigga, nothing.
Yeah, it's just shocked because I'm looking at these records now. Like, I could put Carolina in that mix. Probably, yeah, they would be the most. But I'm like, Arizona was, like, right there, and you had everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, and you about to throw David Johnson in the mix? You good. But I was not expecting a 38-19 butt whooping.
Hey, shout out to David Johnson, too, who was, I think they said he's gotten at least 100 total yards in every single game this season.
That's crazy. Well, at least y'all can draft. Shit.
For real. He should have been the number one pick in all fantasy.
Well, he going to be next year. Shit. Basically, it's like it's going to be him or Antonio Brown. It just depends on what you want.
Maybe I might throw Le'Veon Bell in there.
He might, but I mean, look, David Johnson, you're like, oh, 13 carries, 58 yards. Oh, okay. 8 receptions, 103 and a touchdown. Lord have him on 11 targets. Damn.
Oh, man.
That is crazy. I mean, hey, get it done.
Yeah. I know Larry Fitzgerald is like, what the fuck?
Yeah, 4 targets. I know. They was like blanking in his ass.
Mm-hmm. What my boy Julio do?
He had a quiet game. 7 targets.
Oh, yeah, they had Patrick Peterson on.
Yeah, 4 for 35.
Yeah,
that's why I had Taylor Gabriel went off with his 2 touchdowns.
I mean, I don't know, Kmart. Atlanta's rolling.
They are, man. 7-4.
They can keep it up.
Yeah, down the stretch. Not that bad. What else? Yeah, Seattle. Oh, my God.
Nigga, 5 points.
Yo, I mean, I'm like, is this a top 3 defense playing right now? Talk about eating. Like, I'm eating that ass. They was all over him.
Yeah, the O-line played like shit.
Lord have mercy.
They play like straight doo-doo. I don't even just young O-line, they got times where they're playing in cohesion, and then other times they look like they don't know what's going on.
Yeah, that defense came in there. They were like,
we came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
Fuck your O-line. Fuck your O-line. They ain't shit. We gon' what they have? Sacked six times and two interceptions.
Oof.
And Russell was 17-33, 151. He ran for 80, but nothing. Thomas Ross, 38 yards. Y'all ain't do shit.
They look, maybe they miss pro size more than I thought.
They might, but it is really like, yo, like, I mean, like Tampa's playing better. I mean, 6-5, doing really well. But I mean, it was like he took three steps and they in his face.
Yeah.
And I know one
he
of
got the, no time.
Yeah, I know one of the defensive players. I think that's so cool. I think he since we were talking about, he lost a parent earlier this week. I can't think of it, Brian. It became real quick.
I think of Autran Verner. Is that the cornerback?
Okay.
I think he lost his pops.
And they just,
because I saw him getting mad emotional on the bench because he had an interception.
Yeah.
And he got mad emotional after that, and it was like, and then they talked about it, and I was like, hey, shout out to you, brother.
Yeah, man. Got to do the damn thing, that's for sure.
What did old Mike Evans do?
Mike Evans was killing again. 8 for 104 and 2 touchdowns.
Jesus Christ.
He will be picked high next season. He's been really getting it done lately.
Yeah, he has. He really has.
And I'm happy for Winston and them. I mean, I hate seeing teams suck all the damn time. Like, all right, you building some momentum. They are what, second, I believe, in the division?
Yes, they are second.
Yep. Only a game out. That's impressive.
That's very impressive.
I mean, look at the NFC. I mean, they seventh right now. You got Dallas, of course, is probably gonna hold home field. Seattle's two. Get off, and then you got Detroit, Atlanta, the Giants, and Washington. And they're 6-4-1. So Tampa Bay is basically a half game out of the playoffs. Minnesota's also 6-5.
Another early what the fuck moment to New Orleans. How you drop 49 and Brandon Cooks got no targets? Fuck y'all.
Dude. Yeah, I'm pissed at that too. I'm be ranting on that at the end. I'm sitting here like, I saw this thing. I was like, nigga, they up 49? They whooping that ass. I was like, ooh, let me see what my boy got. Wait, he ain't got nothing? Well, how many targets he get? He ain't even got no damn targets?
Embarrassing.
Come on, man.
This is some bullshit.
Come on. Even he like, I mean, you know what? He probably like, you know what? We was winning. I'll take it. I'm not going to complain. But I know he like, hey, throw me the damn ball one damn time. Come on.
For real.
We at home. I got, Michael Thomas, 9 for 182 touchdowns.
Of course.
Picked his ass up. Somebody got him like on a cheap. Mark Ingram, get your job back. 14 for 146 and a touchdown.
14 carries.
Yep. Cause they gonna mix it with him and Hightower.
That's embarrassing. The fact that he averaged like 10 yards a carry, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's nuts. And you know, Ty Gurley, this is 13 for 50 yards. That's his stat line. But like every time I pull up here, he gonna get about between 13 and 18 carries and somewhere between 40 and 70 yards. And that's
I gotta give it to the young kid Jared Goff. He actually looked pretty impressive in the game. Yeah,
20 of 32, 214, 3 touchdowns and 1 interception.
They let him actually throw the damn ball down the field.
Yeah, they got to. You got to open it up. I mean, look, Kenny Britt can go and can get you a 5-2 and a touchdown. You paid Tavon Austin.
Mm-hmm.
You better give it to him. So, I mean, you know, and why we don't know. I know I've heard on the radio that I won't be shocked if Jeff Fisher come back, but I'm not going to be happy about it.
Nope.
I'm just like, dude, take – You got to look over at Cincinnati, who done tried and tried and tried and tried. It's all right. It's okay.
Yeah,
you gave them, let them go. Gang of time. You ain't not, we got to be loyal, dude. At some point, it's just not working.
Exactly.
Maybe they need a new voice.
Period.
Oh man, that is brutal.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so quickly, Steelers running back Carlos Williams spending 10 games violating the league substance abuse policy, his second time this season.
Nigga, you on the practice squad. Your career is over.
Yep. Scary thing with the Falcons. Cornerback Desmond Trufant, torn pectoral. They believe he's done.
Oh, man. That's what Jimmy Graham had. And then, that is not an easy injury to come back from.
And then they had came out their D-line, Adrian Claiborne, out to be torn MCL. He's about to be out a month. And I read they took some other hits on a defensive. I mean, it's like, yo, y'all better survive.
It's for real.
Not the time to have these things come up.
Exactly.
All right, week 13. Are we not out of – yeah, we still Tennessee and Cleveland on bye. Cleveland get a break.
Finally.
I know they need one.
I know they like, God damn, thank you.
That's one.
Damn, we can't even play the soundbite next week.
No, I just want to be in my bed for a while. I'm going to stare at the wall, play some Sade. This shit's sad. Oh, we got Thursday's game, Dallas at Minnesota.
Not a bad one.
It's not. I mean, we'll see what their defense can do.
That is a trap game for Dallas.
It does feel like. I mean, granted, they're both of these teams have had a full week off, so we don't have to worry about the whole rest factor. But yeah, I mean, Minnesota, if you want to stay in the mix,
you gotta win this game.
Mm-hmm. Make it easy on everybody. And then on Sunday, Kansas City at Atlanta. Mm.
That's gonna be a good game.
Mm. Detroit going to New Orleans. That's gonna be good. Rams at New England.
Shit, good luck, Jared Goff.
Yeah. Maybe the Rams defense will show up, but Lord.
I doubt it. Not against Tom Brady.
Yeah, maybe Greg Williams would be pumped up because I'm pretty sure Sean Payton was like, yeah, we putting up 50 on this nigga.
Yep.
Denver gets Jacksonville.
Win.
Better.
Against the worst team in football. Yeah, we better win.
Oh, snap, Kmart. Y'all at Cincinnati.
Oh, shit.
I better get that W.
Oh, that's going to be a bad one.
Buffalo coming to Oakland. Be careful, Raiders.
Be careful, Raiders. Because Tyrod Taylor, he's a handful.
Mm-hmm. Dealing with Shady McCoy.
Mm-hmm.
Sammy Watkins back. He may have to get that.
Yes.
He may have to get plugged in.
Mm.
Giants at the Steelers.
Ooh.
That's interesting.
Very.
This one, Washington at Arizona. I just feel like
I feel like Arizona's gonna win.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised at that. Tampa Bay at San Diego. Playoff implications.
Ooh. San Diego, that's gonna be a tough one.
Mm-hmm. The night game, Carolina at Seattle. It just feels like Seattle is gonna mop them after the game.
Yeah, I feel like
had.
After that, yeah, I feel like they're gonna come back and beat the shit out of them.
They're gonna be embarrassed. Like, let's just end this. And then the Monday game. Oh my god, here we go again. Colts at the Jets.
Jesus Christ!
Basically,
man.
You've been hooking up Sunday night. Sunday night been the night.
Yeah, Sunday night games have been awesome.
You know, Thursday, hopefully the turkey games carry over. You know, that Dallas, Minnesota, I don't know.
That seems like should be a good game, though.
Should be, yeah, I would agree with that. We'll see if they can get through that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, so yeah, another great week of football upon us.
Yes, it is. Really good games.
All right, y'all, we're going to take a break. Come right back. Hop right back into it. I got some basketball, football to talk about, and then we're going to get into our segments. Y'all listen to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour.
I'm going to deal with a bigger insult, man. The heat, the heat, the heat, the heat, the heat.
It's coming.
coming down hard. We got to get our shit together.
It's time to go left and not right. Gotta get it together forever. Gotta get it together for brothers. Gotta get it together for sisters. For mothers and fathers and dead niggas. For non-conformists, one-hitter quitters. For Tyson types with shade figures. Let's get it together, come on, let's make it.
Gotta make it,
to make it,
to make it,
to make it,
to make something happen.
To make something happen.
To make something happen.
Let's make something happen.
Word of Viper, gonna bring it to the overlord. Drake and Cisco, chilling with the gold microphone cords. And we grip our balls every time we stuntin' on tour. Cause we never bore, responding to the ready crowds roar. And promoters try to hit us with the audible. We about our business, we not quitters, not bullshitters. We deliver, we go getters. Don't be bitter, cause we not just niggas.
Jerome be my fire woven to different cloth. Ain't nothing forbidden, this nigga kid is written off. Hard to spit in the city, my niggas spitting, getting so confused. In the maze, you prepare your brain. This is lost and planning for our future. None of our people involved. Boring, handy, and smearing off. They get it cracking off. Cracking off and smearing off. Completely turn the Molotov. Molotov the spaceship door before that bitch is taken off. It always seems the poorest persons, the people forsaken. Dog the Washington's, Jefferson's, Jackson's on the captain's log. They'd rather leave us to the gray and sweat a poison deli smog. Mass unblackening, it's happening. You feel it, y'all? I'd rather see. We need 3x3 structure with many bars. Leave us where we are so they can play among the stars. We're taking off the Mars. Got the space vessels overflowing. What you think they want us there? All us niggas not going.
Reputation ain't glowing. Reparations ain't flowing. If you find yourself stuck in the creek, you better start rolling. Used to see the TV screen as a place I land my dream. In the car stereo, where they would promote the show. Optimistic, real brother, real, real, hope you know.
Space program for niggas, where you stuck here, nigga. We ain't a space program for niggas, where you stuck here, nigga.
Hey, y'all ready for some Brothers Lemon Sports happy hour?
You kidding me?
Can you wait? Stop.
All right, y'all, we're back. Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour.
Yes, yes, sir.
So if y'all want to leave us some feedback, you want to talk some trash, you want to vent on your teams, you know, this NFL's getting close. How you feeling? Hit us up. You can leave a voicemail, 323-455-4219. Email thebrotherslehman@gmail.com. On Twitter, @brotherslehman. You can check us out on the website, blackisonline.com.
Yeah, if you want to call and talk your shit about your team, or if you want to vent like me and, you know, vent about your team and how down you are about them, or if you want to vent about our next president of the United States, feel free. Holla.
Yeah, we know folk gonna do that. till we get into this NBA, you know what? I was listening to Hoopla. They had me rolling. I'm a start with them. Your boy Spirit. He on a damn mission. I mean, we talked about it earlier. We were like, all right, he might average some triple doubles and whatnot. This dude is killing right now.
Yeah, I think he is officially, after the game he had tonight, I think he is officially averaging a triple double now.
I think so. It hasn't been updated right now. I guess before that, he was averaging 31, 11 assists, and basically 9.9 boards.
That's ridiculous, man.
And then let's see.
Against the Knicks.
Yeah, the Knicks, he put up 27, 18, 14 assists.
Shit.
On Saturday versus Detroit, he put up 17 points, 13 boards, 15 assists. And then that Friday before that, against Denver, he put up 36, 11, 17 assists.
Damn.
And close. Sacramento, 31, 11, 9 assists. I mean, he keep coming up against the Lakers, 34, 8, and 13 in that loss.
He is killing.
And I think the Sunday we recorded versus Indiana last week, 31, 11 boards, 15 assists. This dude is on a fucking roll.
He is murdering. Congratulations if you chose him in Fantasyland, because shit.
Yeah, I think he has like eight triple doubles. He and LeBron are tied, I believe, with 45 career triple doubles.
Like that, but they said it took him like 100 games less, like a grip of games less.
Like I'm sitting here, I'm watching LeBron. I'm like, he gonna pass you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like,
oh, with the ease.
Because I feel like he got a lot of them quick.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like every basically. The way it's averaging out, like every 14 games, he get a triple double. Said he's on pace to average 32. And some people, it was like that's more than Kobe and Jordan had in their whole career. Like, damn.
He's on another level right now.
Yeah, and
he's just, God damn.
No, he is killing. Even in the Montez convo, they were like, yo, he going to be better than the Big O. I'm like, slow down.
Hold on. First of all, Big O did it for 5 seasons. Let's get it right.
Yeah, like you average it out. I'm like, well, can Westbrook going to average? Is he going to lead the league in assists?
Mm-hmm.
Can he lead the league in rebounding? Is he going to do this? I mean, look, if he goes on the pace he is, yes. But that doesn't mean, oh, he the second person to do it. Okay, now we can bump Big O. Like, nigga.
Like, Big O was doing that shit for years.
Yeah, he just had a year where it finally all worked.
Exactly.
I'm like, come on. But, yeah, I mean, he's on a tear. I got to say that.
That boy's got talent.
Boy, he's killing it.
He murdering. Hey, man, he want that playoff spot, too.
Yeah, and they hungry. They hungry for that, too. They in the mix. Oh, man, that game they had against the Lakers. What? What's they had to be salty as hell? Because I watched that game. Nick Young stole Lou Williams' pass.
I mean, like, he made it, but it was like, nigga.
And the fact is, when they asked him about it, he was like, yeah, I stole it.
Are you serious? I didn't even see that.
I watched the game right after. I was watching it, and then afterwards they interviewed him. And he was like, I guess he hadn't played or missed a shot before. He was like, I wanted to take the last shot. He knew the play. He was like, yeah, I knew the play. It was this, and it was going to come back for Lou Will to take the shot. And you could tell he just ran into it. And took it and hit the three. And I was like, when he hit, I was like, nigga, you are lucky as hell.
Yeah, because if he had missed that shot, oh, my God.
Oh, after he done traveled, because he caught it, didn't take a dribble whatsoever, took 5 steps.
Oh, he traveled.
I was like, dude, you stole the ball, you traveled, they didn't call nothing, and you hit the game winner. You lucky. And I'm like, I got ice in my veins. And I know Lou Williams was like, good shot. Nigga, don't do that again. Yeah. Fuck you up.
Oh, man. Stealing passes from your own teammates. What is going on? See, that is the swaggy P you don't like to see.
Yeah, shout out to Hoopla. I was doing some of it today talking about he gave himself his own. No, God gave him that nickname.
Dude, I was like, Nick, what? I'm like, see, this is why I can't stand him.
That's why.
And then. This and is then funny. Did you see the clip with Jordan Clarkson?
No.
Oh my God, this nigga was wearing a kilt. Swaggy P is rubbing off on these niggas. This nigga was wearing a goddamn kilt, and then John Ireland was like, you know, what's up with the kilt? And he's like, it's swag, baby, and pulled out his chain. I wanted to say, what is wrong with you?
It's swag, baby.
I'm like, God damn it, man. Nick Young is rubbing off on you, son of a bitch. I'm like, this nigga gotta go. This nigga gotta go. Oh, man.
Yeah, that's just crazy. Like, the thing is, when they winning and things is good in L.A., people love that personality. It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's because when he came in for when Kobe got hurt and he was taking all the shots, it was like, hey, we like Swaggy Pete. And then the year after that, they were like, get this nigga out of here.
Let them go on a 5-6 game losing streak and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of streaks, hey man, these Warriors, I guess they turned it up now. 112
well,
straight.
We knew when the Lakers mollywopped their ass by 20. We knew the next game. It was like, oh, I didn't think they dropped a damn near 150 points, but.
Oh, no, they was coming. I was like, I saw that game. I was like, ooh, y'all got back. You played them back-to-back games? I was like, yeah, one of them games, you about to get whooped. Something terrible. I was like, y'all beat them by 20. Talking shit. It was like, hey, we beat Golden State. Look at this young team. I know they were like, okay.
And I know Luke Walton was probably like, God damn it.
I bet you he knew. He was like, man, when are they going to kick our ass?
Yep.
And they sure did. Hey,
and they sure did.
Kevin
that G. That shit was like a Globetrotters game.
Yeah, and I was like, you ain't got no Russell and no Randall either. Yeah, it's about to be 30 plus. They're going to be up by 50 at halftime. Be like, all right, we good.
Like, how do you drop almost 150 points? Like, God damn, your defense is terrible.
Yo, I mean, right now they clicking 12 straight. Durant's in his groove. I mean, he's just been putting up 20-plus points. He's averaging right now 27 points, 4 assists, 8 boards. They rolling right now.
And Baylor, I know you ain't impressed with nothing he do, but I got to say, I'm actually impressed with his defense. He's actually been stepping up on the defensive end.
Look, I'm looking at the game Saturday versus Minnesota, but I mean 28 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists, 6 blocks. And he's been stepping up.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to have – look, he has to. Just because, like, they got rid of a lot of size, and this is you want to take your game to the next level. This is it.
Yep.
And if he can do that and he can start posting up little dudes, it's going to be off and it's going to be crazy. But yeah, can't nobody really stop them right now. They're doing what they supposed to do. On the other side, them Cavs, baby.
Dude, that game with Kevin Love where he dropped, 34 in the first quarter?
Yeah, that was crazy. I mean, he was just hot. Yap him. Hitting everything. And a lot of them were wide open. He just like, I'm going to pull back, hit this three. I got it. Money.
Kobe.
Yeah, just going buck. But they gelling right now as well. Well, they got to set the record 23 pointers in consecutive games.
That's ridiculous.
I think they've hit 10 games. I think they've hit 10 threes in every game this season. Something stupid like that.
God, remember the old days where niggas would take 10 threes in a game as a team?
Now it's like,
I'm taking 10 as one player.
Yeah, now if you take 10 threes, they're like,
that ain't enough. Yeah,
that's that Byron Scott shit. I don't want to shoot no threes. Like, nigga, this ain't sorry. We're in the era of threes.
Hey, Kmart, I see you. How about them Bulls, though?
Yep, 10-6.
Everybody thought we wasn't making the playoffs. Shut up.
Yeah, I wasn't sure.
Jimmy Butler on that MVP talk now. What?
And Jimmy Butler been really sitting now. Ain't no question. Whose team is it?
What? That's right. D Wade is doing his leadership thing. Rondo, stop shooting, keep passing. Hey man, the big difference with the Bulls, though, I must say, has been Robin Lopez. His presence in the post has been awesome. With him and Gibson, man, they are banging on the boards.
That's what you needed.
They gobbling up boards. I'm like, thank you. I like that.
Now you had to. What's your boy? Yeah, Jimmy Butler. I mean, he's had some games. He put out, 40 on them Lakers, 47 rebounds, 6 assists. Denver, 35, 8, 5 assists, 2 blocks. He's been getting it in.
You damn right he making the All-Star team this year. You motherfucking right he is.
He averaging 25, 6 boards, 4 assists, almost 2 steals.
I know people like... Well, compared to Westbrook, it don't matter.
Well, I was like, okay. Like, we get that. But I'm like, it's just Westbrook and nobody else doing shit? I was like, look, let's not go there. Like, all right, well, he's balling.
He is balling.
I'm not going to be like, everybody else ain't doing jack.
Oh, that's funny.
I mean, speaking of MK, I looked at LeBron. He balling too.
Yes, he is.
That Portland game where Love went for 34, he had 31, 10 boards, 13 assists. In Philly.
He's still LeBron.
Yeah, 26, 10, 13 assists.
He's still freaking LeBron James, dude. I mean, now it's just, that shit is just par for the course now. Like, that's just the norm. You expect him to damn near get a triple-double every night.
Yeah, he's just taking it. He's taking it easy right now. He's just like, he figured out, like, his team finally, I guess they won. They kind of figured out what they need to do. Kevin Love feels, I guess, in year three, just way more comfortable. Yep. So there's not more. There's none of that issue about him fitting in and him not getting enough shots. He's balling. Kyrie Irving is your closer.
Yep.
And LeBron is just running everything.
Yep. That's the way it's going.
Mm-hmm. Speaking, we were talking about three-pointers. Saw the Rockets took a league record, 50 threes versus the Kings. I believe they won that game, but damn.
50 threes?
Yep.
Jesus Christ. Well, shit, that's that Mike D'Antoni offense. I ain't surprised.
That's
what nuts. What James Harden do?
Let me see if I can find that guy. Yeah, that's nuts. Like 50 damn threes, then?
That's ridiculous, man. 53? Damn.
If you're talking about 10 to 10, it's like 50.
Like, shit. Damn, 50 threes? Shit. I mean, how many field goal attempts did you have total?
Let's see. Let's pull this box up. Yeah, they shot 21 of 50.
Damn, that's actually a pretty damn good percentage. That's over 40%.
Yeah, 42%. James Harden, 3 of 11.
Nope. You said it wrong.
Oh, James Harden.
Thank you.
Went 3 of 11. Still put up 23 points, 9 boards, 10 assists. Still killing. Who's that? Trevor Ariza, 6'4", 11. That's why you're on my team.
How many Ryan Anderson have?
Ryan Anderson had shot 3 of 7. Pat Beverly, 2 of 4. Eric Gordon, 4 of 12.
Oh, my God. How many field goal attempts did they have as a team?
85.
And you took 50 threes? Shit. Good Lord. I guess, man, whatever works for you.
Yeah, that's crazy. Cause I'm looking at the Kings. They had 80 field goal attempts and 32 of them were threes. Like, shit. That's nuts.
That's ridiculous, man. I see your boy Pop, even though y'all winning, he's like, nigga, fuck this team. He's like, I am not pleased with this team.
I love it, man. I love it. Like, we ain't there. We not there yet.
What game was that against where he had that rant and he came back and he was like, yeah, they should have won the game? I was like, well, damn, Pop.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what team that was.
I forget. It was like a team y'all were supposed to beat.
Yeah, and then we struggled as hell to beat them. And he was like, what the fuck wrong? He been on. I mean, look, they got a lot of new pieces. Tony Parker's back, which I'm happy about. But yeah, he's just like, I ain't happy. He's
not pleased.
That was versus was that the Mavericks?
Yes.
Yeah, he won by 5.
Yeah. Against Scrubs. He was like, Nick, what? I'm like, damn, I hate to see what happened if y'all lost the game.
Oh, he would have chewed him out of new one. He probably did. He was like, yeah, y'all won. Let's watch some film. Point out what the fuck y'all did wrong.
Hey, Kawhi's still doing his thing.
Kawhi balling, man, in that MVP mix.
Yeah, he in there too.
Yeah, I know Draymond Green was like, he want to win a Defensive Player of the Year. I'm like, oh, you better step your shit up.
Oh, that's funny.
Cause now,
aren't y'all still? What are y'all, second still? Or y'all third?
In the conference, I would think second.
Well, the Clippers are first or second.
No, Clippers fell to third.
Oh, damn. Well, excuse me.
Yeah. Spurs are second. Clippers are third. We're only a half game ahead of them. Yeah, they hit a little, but I mean, it's hard to be that hot early.
Yeah.
You just make it run. Hey, you stay in the top three. I mean, they good.
Yeah, Clippers have been mighty impressive.
Yeah, right now, like, Lakers are 9-9 for 8th. Oklahoma City 6-11-8.
I mean, look, and I know Kmart asked the question earlier. I'm like, look, if they end up like 9th or 10th,
mm-hmm.
I still think Jim Buss and Mitch Kupchak keep their jobs.
Yeah, look, this is what most fans gonna feel like. You said at this point, if they don't get to the Western Conference Finals, he would leave. And I don't think everybody's going to be like, well, now that we've seen all these new young guys, that we're going to forget what it was like before that.
True. So, Genie, fire that nigga.
Yeah, to me, I'm like, move him. Now, I don't know. See, that thing, you don't know who doing what. Because you think, like, it feel like Mitch Kupchak know what he doing.
Mm-hmm.
But not enough to where, I guess, where he gets control.
Yeah.
But something going to have to change. Yeah. What else you had? I don't think so. If I'm Jenny Buss and all that, let's just don't look at all what's just going on. Get rid of him. Bring in something new.
Yep.
To make it simple, because if people had this feel good moment, and then all of a sudden they start not doing anything, they're gonna be like, man, Jimbo, weren't you supposed to be fired a couple years ago?
That's funny.
Because, yeah, some fans are going to be like, nigga, I ain't forgot. Last year and the year before, we was trash.
Mm-hmm. Hey, how about Philly, man? I think they won like 4 games already.
Yeah, Philly been fighting, man.
They damn near beat Cleveland.
They somehow play Cleveland pretty well. Right now, I know it's always funny where it's that whole – what's the name? Gets the process nickname. I'm like, he was hurt. Shit.
Like, trust the process.
He was hurt.
I know he getting frustrated though with them time restraints. You saw he had that little spat where he like kicked the chair. It looked like he was about to kick the shit out of like the security dude or whoever that was behind him.
Oh shit, I didn't see that.
He ended up kicking the chair because I think it was a game they went into overtime and he ended up getting pulled because of his time limit.
Yeah,
because I think they only have him playing like 25 minutes a game or something like that. And he was like, man, get the fuck out of here.
Like, dude, like, you've been hurt for 2 years.
It was like, yeah, dude, you got to tone that frustration down, dude. Yeah, I know you're upset, but.
Yeah, they're not going to just give you 40 on minutes.
Yeah.
Like, now, you know, shit. if he keeps playing 25, they seem good. They're going to start revving it up.
And then once he start hitting 35 minutes a game, that fool's going to be balling.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm like, damn, nigga, you putting up 20 points in like 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's why he's like, if I can get here, they got to be safe. And even and then Anthony Davis, they start.
He needs to go to another team because goddamn.
Well, he spoke up about it. I seen that on Mark Stein. I even pulled it up. About his where he at right now, like how he doing good on a shitty team. He says, I hear it, I see it, I'm on social media, so I see it all the time. But I think for me, it's just about the guys in that locker room. You know, they come out here every day in practice and every night in the game and fight and leave everything on the floor. None that I try to pay attention to as much, but you see it, you have to pay attention. For me, that's not my MO to get in all that media and all that stuff. I just worry about what's going on in the locker room and on the floor with the guys I have in the locker room. They asked him about his ability to block out public conversation. Of course, my rookie year is really the first time people are really, really talking about you. Of course, we had it at Kentucky and a little bit at high school. But when you get to the NBA and, of course, you're the number one pick, all this media is going to be around you. And also, so when they start saying, oh, injury prone, he's not a leader, he can't carry a team, all this stuff, you start to see it. But after a while, as you get older and more established in the league and more experienced, you kind of find a way to tune it out. That's at the point I'm at right now.
It sounds good. Look, I mean, the problem is, give it two more years of this shit, he'll be wanting out.
Yeah, what the pieces they brought in just haven't worked. Mm-hmm. And I think you just have to be like, look, we tried, you brought in, you know, Eric Gordon gone. You know, you still got Drew Holiday. You still got he back. Tyreek Evans be back soon. I mean, Ashik, you kind of gave out a lot of money to dudes who are not, you know, the second, third, fourth guy on the team. You know, if he stays healthy, I mean, they're going to, especially if he stays healthy. If he stays healthy this year and they get a full season, he's like, I mean, he's going to be in the MVP mix.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's putting up dumb numbers.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Jesus Christ.
And you're like, oh, shit, okay, well, they're going to be like, yo, get him some people. Yep. Spend some money. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's averaging 31.6, 10 boards, 2 blocks, killing.
Damn.
Yeah, 2.8 blocks, leading the league in block. I think he's leading the league in points and scoring. He's shooting 51% from the field, 81% from the free throw.
You talk about a dude that's going to be a hot commodity in a couple of years if this team keeps losing.
I'm saying, well, these last three games, Dallas 36-13 boards versus Portland 31-13-5 blocks versus Minnesota with the hype up against his former Wildcat alumnus 45-10.
Jesus.
I mean, I just want to see him healthy. Just get through the season. Yeah, I'm almost like, look, if you got to rest his ass, I don't care.
Mm.
If you're like, you know what? Oh, he bumped knees. You ain't playing next tomorrow.
That's funny.
Other news. Bradley Beal got fined $15,000 for grabbing that Fournier in the throat.
I didn't even see that play.
Bradley Beal, bam, traded his ass. Now he want to start balling.
Yep. Like that's how it goes.
Motherfucker. Of course, what you do. And last thing before we get out of here with NBA, you know, I'm looking for him right now.
Yeah, it was funny. I was listening to Hoopla when they were doing their little spiel about it.
Come on, Steve.
It's all good.
Gotta have a jingle, but you know what it is.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. My jingle is better.
Oh, man. Yep, you know what it is. The AB Challenge. Anthony Bennett Challenge.
Like Shaq and a Fool. He's Shaq and a Fool.
Yep.
He's Shaq and a Fool.
The Anthony Bennett Challenge.
That boy is good.
Mm-hmm. Good and terrible. All
right, man. Mr. Good and Terrible.
That's the truth.
What you got? Okay, so we last were recorded on Sunday. So starting Sunday, I don't know if I said it against Portland. I might have, but against Portland, they took an L. He played 6 minutes, 5 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 1-2 from the field. Missed his 3-point attempt, 3-7 from the free throw line. All right. On Wednesday, they lost to Boston. He played 2 minutes, got himself a rebound and an assist, and a turnover.
And a turnover.
Friday, they lost to the Pacers. 10 minutes, 3 of 5, missed both his 3-pointers. 2 of 3 from the free throw line, 8 points, 4 boards.
That's a slight improvement.
On Sunday, they lost to Sacramento. DNP, he ain't do nothing.
Oh, shit.
So it looked like, according to their stats, as of regular season, 5 points, 2 boards, 0.6 assists, 0.3 steals. And he's averaging 10 minutes. All right.
And I know Storm was throwing some shade because that nigga got sent down to the D League.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
Oh, hey, I mean, he ain't playing.
I'm like, that's fine. I told Storm, that's fine. Wait till the end, after the trade deadline when he come back and he get 30 minutes a game. That's all I'm waiting for.
He go to the D League. Can we count the D League stats? Yeah, I know we can. I'm just throwing that out there.
Look, he's gonna go to the D League and put up 20-10, and he gonna be putting up stupid numbers.
Yeah, hey man, look, what I hope for him, he go to the D League, he gets some serious like 35 minutes a game. I mean, look, go to the D League and learn. That's what it's for.
Yep.
Get your time, you know, work on your game, come back. Hopefully they'll bump you up to about 20 minutes. If he's giving you 5 and 2 boards in 10 minutes, I'm like, come on, give him 20 minutes. Help us win these chicken and biscuits.
Exactly. Help us win this food. God damn it.
Oh, yeah. That's another week. Anthony Bennett Challenge.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Boy, it's good.
Mm-hmm. Good and terrible.
Right. Never gets old.
No, it doesn't. All right, man, let's keep moving on. Rivalry week, college football.
Hey, let's just start off with the damn Michigan-Ohio State game. That was not a fucking first down.
I don't care what nobody says.
He hit his teammate in the back, and he fell backwards. I was like, that was not a first down.
Yeah, I was like, ooh, he's short. But I was like, it's close. What they going to do? Give it to him. He's like, yep. Word. Okay.
And shout out to Ohio State's kicker, though, who missed, I think he missed two field goals. And they came back with the clutch one and the clutch third one. Win that game, seal that deal. So shout out to him. Yeah, Kmart, I know you're pissed.
Yeah, that one hurt. I mean, everybody's watching it. You went to double overtime. Shoot.
They were what? They were two or three?
They were three, and Ohio State was two.
Watch, standings ain't going to change because that's just how the playoff system works.
No, they got two losses.
It was close. Let's just leave them at as it is. Like, fuck that shit.
Yeah, man.
Especially after Washington whopped their opponent, Washington State. They beat the shit out of them.
Yeah, they knew what was up. I mean, Washington State ran it, was ranked 23, but yeah, 45-17. They knew what was up. They're like, let's not fuck around.
Yep.
It's rivalry week. It's time to kick ass. All these other games. Well, of course, you had the Iron Bowl. Alabama, of course, beat number 13 Auburn 30-12.
Of course.
They're going to the SEC Championship. The other one, yeah, Clemson whopped South Carolina 56-7, so you know they ain't moving. Yeah, Wisconsin beat Minnesota. Penn State beat Michigan State.
Which means they're going to the Big Ten Championship.
Yeah. Colorado, number 9, Colorado beat 22, Utah. They'll be going.
Go ahead, Colorado.
They've been playing, so they're going to meet Washington in the championship. I mean, SC fought. I mean, they spanked Notre Dame 45-27.
That was embarrassing. Hey, shout out to Adoree Jackson, though. That kid is good. That boy, good.
Rivalry game in Florida. Florida State, number 14, beat number 15, Florida, 31-13. Yeah, it was some good ones. This one, you know what? Hey, man, shout out to Teddy D, because I did see he got a new show up. The Why Not Podcast. Hey, shit,
right? I was like, damn, Teddy, it's been a minute.
But
shout out to you.
Yeah, but I know you and LJ. Son of a
bitch! Yeah, that lost to Kentucky.
What the hell, man? What the hell?
Yeah, and it didn't help that Lamar Jackson had that big fumble towards the close to the goal line in that fourth quarter. I was like, oh, shit. And Kentucky marched down the field, kicked the field goal with like 2 seconds left. You're like, God damn, really?
Yeah. Along with that fumble, Lamar Jackson, 16-25, 281, two touchdowns, three costly interceptions. And, you know,
what he run for?
Yeah. For those of you who are like, I don't know if I should give him the Heisman, he ran for 25 carries, 171 yards, and two touchdowns. You keep talking, this is your quarterback.
Just give the nigga the Heisman Trophy, please. You're
fucking around. Jesus. Well, he only, dude.
It don't even matter. It goes to the best player in college football, and he the best right now.
I know. I'm about to listen to that show this week. I know the real Matt going to be in there grinning the whole damn episode. And that's for LJ.
Damn it!
God damn it! He's probably at that game, too.
I know he was.
In Louisville, too. Ooh, that's dumb.
Those fans were pissed.
They do. They looked there like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Sorry, Louisville.
Yeah, man, I was hoping. I was like, don't lose that game. I guess you did. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. And then And Baylor, sorry, UCLA. I don't know.
Nothing.
Or what they did. Nothing.
I'm looking at the top 25 game. I don't know.
I don't see them. Oh, that's funny.
So, yeah, we got the championship games, yeah, Pac-12, Washington versus Colorado.
On UW, please get in this fucking playoff.
Yeah, Oklahoma State, you know, Oklahoma playing for a chance to get in because committee's going to be wanting to put them in possibly.
Yep.
Alabama's playing 15 Florida. Florida just got in the damn SEC championship after losing. Alabama, like I said before, if Alabama loses, they still in the top four.
Yeah,
they ain't
matter.
Missing the playoffs. It's just basically, do you want to be the number one seed or not? ACC championship, number four, Clemson versus Virginia Tech. They probably going to win that.
Clemson should wipe the floor with them.
And then the big question, Mark. Big Ten championship, you got Wisconsin versus Penn State. And everybody's talking. Now, if Penn State win, they want to dig Washington.
It feels like it. It so feels like it.
Because you're like, all right, Alabama's undefeated and she'll stay undefeated. They get in, no damn question.
Mm-hmm.
Ohio State, like, they didn't even plan. And that's when it comes into how much is the championship game a factor? Because they ain't in it. And that's like, I don't know. Clemson law, it has one loss.
Yep.
So they straight. All they got to do is win. And, you know, Washington. Now, if you let out a one loss Washington team who won the Pac-12 and they only loss is to SC, who right now SC balling.
Yep.
So you can't be like, oh, well, SC trash, though. They balling. But, of course, now they're going to be like, well, Ohio State only lost to Penn State. Penn State in Big Ten championship.
Like, fuck that.
So, basically, we need Wisconsin to win.
We need Wisconsin to win. We need Oklahoma to lose, too.
Yeah, because I can see them want to do that. But I'm like, no, they got two losses.
Yep.
Don't do that. They ain't got no championship game. So yeah, Washington handle business. They should get in. Yeah, that's changing. Like, one of them, like we felt one Ohio State or Michigan was going to fall out.
Yeah.
And that's what it was going to be.
Well, we'll see. The rankings aren't out yet.
Yeah, I mean, there's no fucking way. There's no
I'm
way.
Telling you,
I'm sorry.
I caught it on the last show. It doesn't matter.
Let's put two, it feel like y'all want to put two of them in. There is no way you're putting two Big Ten teams in over fucking one loss Washington. Because we know y'all ain't kicking Clemson out. I know y'all ain't kicking Clemson out, so.
We'll see what bullshit they come up with. If UW ain't in that top four, I don't know.
Yeah. It was fine. We didn't know yet, but it was finally official. Texans hired Houston head coach. I have to write down his name as the head coach for Texas.
Is it coach at Houston? I think Todd Herman. Is it Todd Herman or something like that?
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah, they said he was kind of close to going to LSU. But Coach Ed Orgeron got the job, which I was like, good. I like Coach Ed O.
Yeah, I knew that was coming. I was like, oh, he looked like he might be going to LSU. Fire him.
Yeah.
Like, nope. We want you. Sorry, Charlie Strong. I hope he lands somewhere good. But I'm going to just say it. If you're a black head coach, you ain't getting 4 years.
Yeah, your leash is very short.
Especially if you struggle in the first two. and look, he's coming in replacing legendary Mack Brown, who's been struggling.
Yeah.
Like, clearly, if you fired Mack Brown, stuff wasn't going well.
Exactly. And Texas is one of them schools, man. Like, even 8 wins ain't good enough.
No, it ain't. You're going to be like, what's wrong with them? It's like SC. 8 wins ain't good at SC either. It's just one of them programs.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Orgeron, yep, LSU. So, We'll see. And we know it's, you know, the bowl games. I don't know any of them damn bowl games or who getting what, but let's go Pac-12. Get in it.
Exactly. That's all we want. We just want some representation.
Mm-hmm. All right, man. So we get into these segments. I'm going to find you a damn intro to this joint, but 5 minutes with Grandpa.
All right.
What you got?
All right. So this week we're going to be short and sweet. As most of you people know, my son will be here very soon. Time is just flying by. He'll be here end of February. It's like, God damn, he's coming quick.
Yeah.
But I visited with our cousin Lauren yesterday. Got to see our new little cousin Preston. Man, I just got to say to the women out there, you know, to my wife, to my sister-in-law, to my cousin, you know, all the women out there who have birthed children, I have such a newfound respect for y'all, because I'm like, growing up, you know, I mean, you see pregnant women and you hear about all the good stories and all that stuff. You rarely hear about all the bad shit and the shit they got to deal with on a day-to-day basis going through pregnancy. Whew. I mean, goddamn, like, the sickness, just, you know, the little thing, not really being able to bend over like you want to, feet swelling, all this other shit you got to deal with. Can't sleep. It's uncomfortable. You got something inside your body that's just punching you like a punching bag. It's rough, I must say. I mean, getting a firsthand look at everything, I'm like, I have gained such a newfound respect for women who go through this whole pregnancy thing. Hey, more power to y'all. Because as dudes, I don't know if we could deal. I'm just keeping it so 100. That shit just seems so difficult, so exhausting. You know, and, you know, I give much love to my wife for what she's doing and what she's going through with our son. But, man, for all the ladies out there, more power to y'all. Y'all look like Kevin Durant said, y'all the real MVP. Because, goddamn, I don't know if I could really go through that. So, you know, Mama G, all y'all, especially y'all that have had multiple children, shit. More power to you. That's all I got.
All right, man. Yeah, I don't know how, you know, back in the day, women have these big families. Maybe with
like
kids.
5, 6, 7 kids. I'm like, God, word? Shit.
Yeah, it's a lot, man. Just, you know, when you there, when y'all, the moment come, and you know, it's y'all in the hospital, and you with her for them hours, you just be like, shit.
Yeah.
What can I do? Like, I would, you know, I was like, I don't, you know, if I can handle it, but I was like, I want to take some of this pain away from you. Let me have some of this burden. But all you can do is just be there and be like, what you need, I'm here. You're doing good. Hang in there. And in the mind, you just like, I can't do shit.
I told my cousin it's funny because I've gone to pretty much all the doctor's appointments and everything. I think I missed one. And then you walk in that room and you see so many pregnant women who are by themselves.
Yeah, man.
And they giving me the death stare. They like, fuck you. I'm like, God damn, what did I do?
Don't be mad at me.
Exactly. Don't be mad at me because your baby daddy or your husband chose not to come and be here. Don't be mad at me because I'm supporting my wife. Like, damn, they be like, my wife went to the bathroom. I'm sitting there and I'm just looking up and women are just looking at me like, this nigga. Like, God damn, word. Is it really like that? Damn.
They're uncomfortable. Yeah, well, when they go into that, it's our fault. It's your fault. I
get so much respect for single moms, too. I'm like, I don't know how the hell y'all do it by yourself.
I don't know.
That's crazy. But yeah, more power to the pregnant women because y'all do the damn thing for real.
That's what's up. John, y'all definitely deserve one of these as we get into these awards.
Yes, sir.
Shout out. Let's start off with the Noice Awards.
Noice.
Noice. All right. I only have two. I didn't feel like giving this dude one, really, but I am. Shout out to Tom Brady. Becomes the fifth player to throw 60,000 career passing yards. I think the other four are Peyton Manning, Brett Favre, Drew Brees, and Dan Marino. I mean, that's crazy.
That's good company.
Yeah. And I think Peyton got like 70. It's ridiculous. I was like, all right, well, he ain't getting that. I think he's going to pass Dan Marino soon. He was like, dude.
Yeah.
You've been in it. Hey, from a guy who was a fan of a team that runs systems, hey, you got a system that work it.
Yeah. And I mean, I always say I can't stand that fool, but I do respect Tom Brady as a player. And the man is killing. I mean, he got his 200th win. And next game or the game after that, at some point, he's going to, break Peyton Manning record of 200 and be the sole owner of the most wins. I mean, to be a fifth round draft pick, people at the combine. I mean, sixth round draft pick. Everybody at the combine talking about, you're too slow. You ain't got the arm. This, that, and the other. And the man got four chips and his damn thing. I hate to say it, but he might go down when it's all said and done as the best quarterback to ever play the game.
Yeah, he might. I mean, he's getting, you got the hard way. You're getting the numbers. I'm looking up there and I was like, it's funny because you think of him as just like that dink and dunk dude.
Taking his shots.
Yeah, he does take his shots. He's just like, shit. And it's the thing that trips me out, because I know we live, and the air is different, but I'm like, Dan Marino doing that. Seeing who's up there, you got Drew Brees, Peyton. I know Favre threw a lot, but I'm like, yo, Dan Marino is up here. Clearly he the shit. You're going to get a lot of dudes that's going to get close to 50 plus. The way the game is now. I'm like, dude, you back in the day and you threw 60,000 yards. Dude.
When dudes wasn't throwing 50 times a game.
No. That's why when I was young, it was like, yo, Dan Marino is the fucking man.
That's why he was in the first Ace Ventura movie.
Yeah. at some point he had the title. Only reason I don't think some people didn't give him the title was just because he didn't have no rings.
That's why I went to John Elway, baby.
He in the mix.
Boom.
Joe Montana,
Steve Young.
I'll throw
Warren Moon's name in there.
Yeah, Warren Moon up there for yardage. But yeah, man, shout out to Brady like that. I give you one. I ain't biased like that.
Yeah.
And got to give a shout out to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Michael Jordan, and Vince Scully. Were among 21 people who received the Presidential Medal of Freedom last week. President Obama, I listened to a little bit of stuff he said about each one, but, all your sports, y'all know. I mean, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, he got six chips, six, seven MVPs, 19 All-Stars. I mean, the man got chips everywhere. I think he lost, five games, maybe, in college.
That's crazy.
And I heard somewhere the only reason they said he didn't have four rings is that, I guess back then, as a freshman, you weren't allowed to play with, the varsity, the main squad.
Mm.
But every time when they would practice, his team would kill him. You're like, what the hell? I mean, dude, I think he lost three games. He got three chips, three national championships, and you lost a total of three games in your fucking college career. Three. Jesus, man.
That's crazy.
Career leading, career score. I mean, should be top three. He is to me.
Mm.
The third, you can kind of, it varies. I can probably put Wood up there. I don't know. But him and Mike, I'm glad him and Mike got in. Michael Jordan, we all know.
His airness.
Yep. Everybody got dry lips from sucking on them all them years in the 90s. Lord have mercy. But, I also thought it was cool. I thought it was very cool that Obama got to be the one to give it to him. Him being from Chicago and being a big Bulls fan, I know that was a highlight for him.
Absolutely.
And then, out here, Vince Scully,
what more can you say?
Radio, when people are bringing, I don't know how it is now, what people bring. When people bringing radios to the games, so they could hear you.
Yeah.
That lets you know. Like, I remember going to games when I was a kid. Everybody had their radio or headset because you watching it like, I want to hear Vin Scully. Legend, man. So, yeah, shout out to them three. I mean, they won a lot, but those are the athletes who got recognized. So, shout out to them. And yeah, that's all I got.
And shout out to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's son, who follows us on Twitter.
Yeah, man. Appreciate that.
Much appreciated. Got I saw the pictures. He was down there, too.
Yeah.
Repping for his dad. That's what's up.
Yeah, the captain.
Yep.
Hey.
Man, you ain't lying.
Magic Johnson ain't got no rings without Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Like playing, spirit.
Like playing them, game.
Spirit. Nah, that's
hey, everybody need help. Shit.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. David Robinson ain't got one without Tim Duncan.
Yeah, say ask Melo.
Jordan ain't got none without Scotty.
Nope.
Baylor. No.
Shaq.
Shaq ain't got none without Kobe.
You ain't got none without no top three shooting guard.
Yeah, touche. Touche. Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, man, but that's it for me.
All right. I just got a couple. The first one I got, this was the weirdest fucking story. But there was a back in week 8, the Bills, when they played the Patriots, someone threw a dildo on the field.
I remember that. I remember hearing about that.
And apparently there was more than one person who did it. But shout out to the Bills, the Vice President of Operations and Guest Experience, Andy Major, said that the dildo throwers, quote, unquote, have been caught and have been banned from the stadium for life.
Good for you. Said
luckily nobody was hurt. None of our players stepped on it and blew out their knee. I was just like, damn, banned for life. Hey, but that goes to show you, man. You can't, you get drunk, you act a fool, you know, you cheer for your team and all that. But when you start getting out of line and the shenanigans start really kicking up, you know, this is the stuff that needs to happen. You know, teams need to really start putting their foot down. You know, similar to what Baylor said about the malice in the palace. You know, fans got to understand there is a line you can't cross. You know, that you can chant, you can cheer, you know, you can curse out, whatever you want to do. But there is a line that needs to be drawn between the fans and what goes on the court or on the field. And, you know, I'm glad the Buffalo Bills took the necessary steps and said, you know what, y'all can't come back ever.
Yeah, because that was damn. Totally unnecessary. Like, you don't need to throw shit on the field.
Yeah, seriously.
If you're mad, go home.
Yeah, really, for real. Like, or yell or something. Get pissed off. Go home.
If you don't like what's going on the field, you can't play.
Clearly. Exactly.
Just leave.
And then my last one is going out to Alabama running back Lawrence Irokosima, I hope I pronounced that right. There was a cool moment, and I always kind of tend to appreciate this, especially since our dad was in the military. It was senior day for him, and he was taking pictures. Nick Saban was taking pictures with his family, and then you see that his mom comes out, and she's in her camouflage and everything, and she was doing a military tour in Kuwait. She also was served in Iraq. And she surprised him by coming out, you know, during the early parts of the game to be able to take the picture with him. And I just thought that was real cool.
Oh yeah.
First of all, shout out to her for serving our country, you know, and then putting her life on the line to protect us. But I always appreciate seeing, you know, when the military families and the parents come back and they kind of surprise their kids and the kids get all emotional and everything. They haven't seen them in years or however long it's really been. And, you know, I just think that's always cool. So, you know, shout out to Alabama for I'm sure they put in the necessary work to help make that happen. And Nick Saban even got a little emotional talking about it on the podium. He was like, you know, it's a special moment for him. You know, because he was like, you know, everybody can't be a star. He was like, you know, there are certain guys who pretty much they help prep the stars, you know, Monday through Friday or Monday through Thursday during practice. And I guess he's one of those dudes. He's not like a star player.
Right.
He's kind of a reserve player, but he helps prep this team and he works hard and all that stuff. And he was like, you know, you appreciate those guys, man. So I appreciate Nick Saban, you know, doing what he can to help that young man and, you know, to help him see his mom. I thought that was cool. So that's all I got.
All right. Yeah, man. I mean, look, the roster is made up of what it is. You can't.
It's like 70-something people.
Yeah. Everybody contributes. Everybody's part of it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you ain't getting the shine, you know, you still contributing in some way. So, yeah, that was cool, man. That's great to hear.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're getting into these that ain't so great to hear.
What? What the fuck? Slow down. What? What the fuck? No! 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 Fuck that!
All right, man, what you got?
All right, I got two. The first one, I just thought this shit was absolutely hilarious when I saw it. Derrick Rose, he kind of invited himself to Carmelo Anthony's Thanksgiving dinner. I'm like, nigga, what? You invited yourself? So he felt close. It says, after playing 13 games with the New York Knicks, with his New York Knicks teammate, the point guard felt close enough to Anthony to squeeze his way into the Ford's holiday plans. He said, my mom, Derrick Rose, this is Derrick Rose, end quote. My mom and everybody, my son, will be back in Chicago. So, yeah, I'm thankful to have somewhere to go. I just asked where his family is going and asked if it was cool if I can come over. Now, number one, nigga, I didn't invite you. You going to ask me where we going. Can I come? I don't want to be a dick and be like, no, nigga, this is my family. He said, yeah. Now, here's the kicker. He said, yeah, so I don't think I have to bring anything but an appetite. Yeah, that's the only thing I have to bring right now. Nigga, if you come into my house for Thanksgiving, you better bring something.
Yeah, come on, man.
I'm like, really? I just got to bring an appetite. No, nigga, you need to bring a bottle of wine. Exactly. You best bring some wine, some rolls, nigga, some mac and cheese, something. Don't just come up here and just come up empty-handed. Get the fuck out of here.
All right, look, I know you ain't with your mama and all them, but at least show you've learned some decorum. Like, especially if you just like, you like, look, man, I ain't got nowhere to go. Can I come? Can I have dinner with y'all? Okay. And he ain't said, nigga, a lot of people ain't going to say, oh, you coming over? All right, bring something. But you can,
it's kind of expected.
It's a gesture. Did I tell you what? Whoever cooking and all that, I bet you Lala was like, this nigga ain't bring nothing.
Don't invite him next year.
He can't come back next year. Yep. And then you like had that cousin that don't be caring. What's up, man? What you bring?
You nothing. You got that family member who just pop up randomly. Hey, happy Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. What you bring? Nothing. My appetite, nigga. Nigga, if you don't go somewhere... Go fly your ass back to Chicago.
Hopefully Derrick Rose ain't go full on. He didn't go full nigga and be like, oh, and I'm going to take a big ass to go play. Like, can I take some of it? No. Take what you brought.
Oh, nothing. Man. Oh, that is funny.
That is funny.
I thought that was funny. And then the last one.
Nothing, this dude.
Yeah, for real. I ain't got to bring nothing but an appetite, nigga. No, you what? You lucky you ain't come to my house.
Yeah, oh, really.
Man. And then this last one I thought was fucking hysterical. Did you watch the entire Vikings-Lions game?
No.
Okay. Did you happen to catch the beginning with the national anthem?
No.
Okay, Aretha Franklin sang the national anthem.
Oh, yes, I saw some of that, yes.
Oh, dude. Now, you know it was like 5 minutes.
Of course I did. Well, you know, Aretha gonna sing, it ain't gonna be the regular. I mean, it was like she gonna put that stank on it.
I mean, this is why I love Twitter sometimes, because Cats was clowning. So basically, CBS. Even CBS had to tweet that They tweeted out time of possession battle is crucial. They have Vikings 10 minutes 48 seconds, Lions 14 minutes 37 seconds, Aretha Franklin 4 minutes 35 seconds. I watched the whole thing and I was sitting here like, remember that Simpsons where Bleeding Gums Murphy was singing the national anthem? You were like, God damn.
Yeah, I mean,
10 minutes. You like, God damn, nigga, hurry up.
I mean, people do skits of like, all right, somebody gonna sing this song, and you start hearing the church person playing the piano, you like, uh oh. And they're going to sing. You're like, this shit about to be long. I mean, yeah, I caught that. I don't think I caught her initially singing it, but I saw probably like most of the song. And it was like, yeah, she's going to sing. She's going to sing it a portion. She's going to repeat that line. She's going to have some pauses in between.
I encourage all of you, if you have not seen it, YouTube, I mean, look, Franklin national anthem, and that shit just pops up. And I mean, it's hilarious.
It's funny when you just like, if you're waiting for the game, you're like, damn, this shit gonna take forever. I mean, but on the real, look, Aretha Franklin can sing her ass off.
Absolutely. There are rarely people. She did a great variation of it.
There's rarely people who can kill it secularly and then put some church, go to church, and then kill it there too. But it was like at some point when I heard her sing it and the music and how she was singing, I was like, okay, this gonna be a minute.
I was like, even the players standing there, you were kind of like, damn man, I know they like, dude, hurry the fuck up.
You about to go to church on this.
Oh, and that's funny. So fewer the tweets that were tweeted out. B. Miller tweeted, I cooked my whole turkey, ate, and did the dishes during Aretha Franklin's national anthem performance. JR Sports Brief tweeted, Aretha Franklin gonna take up the whole 3 hours, Lions game canceled. The Ringer tweeted, bad news, football is canceled. Good news, 13-hour Aretha Franklin concert. Leave it on through dinner. Everybody will love it.
Oh, man.
And then The Machine just tweeted, delay of game, Aretha Franklin.
Damn!
I mean, it was funny. Like, it, you know, I do respect Aretha Franklin, and you know, we went to Detroit and you know, saw the Motown Museum, learned more about her and everything like that. But just seeing that just had me in tears, just because I was like, there are so many skits where you see it and you're just like, damn, I would hate to see this, and then I actually saw it.
Yeah, you knew it was good. When I saw it and she was on there, I was like, I knew before I even heard the song, I was like, I know she ain't singing it the old regular ass way.
You know she got to put some stank on it.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't happen that often.
That's
Thanksgiving,
funny.
Yeah. I knew, I was like, oh, jokes is a coming.
Yep. Oh, man. All right, what you got?
All right, I got two. The first one, I should put up these dudes' names, but I don't. But this is all going out to the Chicago Bears team. I mean, shit.
Oh, my God.
Drop that shit. Yeah.
Hope I don't drop this shit.
Pray to God you don't drop that shit.
I mean, y'all, they couldn't catch shit. I mean, I just thought, like, it was drop after drop after drop after drop. You're like, hold on to the motherfucking ball. Seriously. They were just like, oh, they are not helping him out.
I mean, you felt bad for Matt Barkley. It was his first start, and he was actually making some really good passes, hitting these niggas right on the hands. And you're like, God damn, man. They should have won the game.
They should have. Like,
God. Damn, because it was funny because there was one pass that went dead into the corner in the end zone. I think it was Marquise Wilson. And he dropped that shit and then kicked the damn ball right into the security guard. I was like, Nick, yes. Yeah, you should have caught that.
Yeah, I saw that shit. I was like, what in the fuck? And then
everything.
And then this last one, I said I was going to do it. I'm venting on one of my leagues where it's just been hit. So, yeah, that's the league that I fucking lost. AJ Green and Giovanni Bernard. I'm up just from Thursday because I had DeSean Jackson, who I was not sure. I was just like, all right, he the best one. Let me just grab him. Hopefully he do something. He give it to me, but you know that I had Drew Brees, Mark Ingram. All right, I'm feeling good. Everything should be gravy. And then, well, accordingly, I lose by 3 now. But the fucked up part is, it's just, look, Brandon Cooks gets nothing. No looks. Sterling Shepard, no motherfucking looks. Greg Olsen. You know, I'm like, okay, Greg Olsen drops the motherfucking 2-point conversion that hits right in the hands. I'm like, you, my God. I was like, Carolina, okay, go for 2, yes. And they go, Greg Olsen, oh, you dropped it. He didn't overthrow, he threw it perfect, and you dropped it. Okay, there's 2 points I don't have. Thanks. Adam Vinatieri. Misses the only damn field goal he take. Negative 1 point from him.
My damn.
God. And then to end it all, the motherfucking Bronco defense. I mean, it was getting sacks. I was like, all right. That last drive almost had a sack. Oh, no. Penalties, motherfucker. Okay. And it's like, shit, all right, just get score. Get this over with. Nope, we can't do that either. And we're going to give up 30 points, which drops your ass down. So I lost. At the time, it was by 1 fucking point. Like, God damn it. Son of a bitch! That's how I felt. And after that game, I was like, I'm about to miss the motherfucking playoffs. I'd rather lose by 10, 15 points. I hate losing fantasy football games by under 2 points.
Yep.
I hate winning by 2 points. It'll just drive you crazy. I'm like, fucking A. We're going to overtime. Why do we need to go to overtime? And I'm like, kick off. Punt it. Nope. As soon as he kicked and he missed, I was like, they're going to fucking kick a field goal and I'm going to lose.
Ah, sorry, brother.
That's what happens. Like, God damn it.
This is why people love fantasy football. It's just that rush.
Yeah, like, man.
Ugh.
Yeah, but I give it to Kubiak, though.
You play to win the game.
That's what he did. Oh, man, that's what it's all about. And that's what we're about over here in the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour.
Yes,
brought
sir.
To you by the Black Is Network. You can always check us out on the website, blackisonline.com. You can also listen to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, any place you listen to podcasts, you can find us there. If y'all want to get at us directly, y'all want to talk some sports, comments, feedback, any of that good old stuff. You can leave us reviews on iTunes and Stitcher. We do read those. You can hit us up via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. You can reach out to us via Twitter, @brotherslayman. You can leave us a voicemail, 323-455-4219. And as I said before, you can always hit us up on the show page at the network, blackisonline.com.
Definitely want to thank all of you guys out there who listen to the show. For the first-time listeners, definitely want to thank you guys for just checking us out to see what we're about up in here in the happy hour. For the long-time listeners, always appreciative of you guys hanging out with us for the long haul. You know, once again, thank you, everybody, you know, Kay, Martin, Baylor, and everybody who continues to send us feedback and reach out to us on Twitter and everything. Shout out to you. Oh, last what the fuck comes from Rude Boy, who is now rooting for the Raiders. Nigga, what? He was like, well, my Eagles are done. Oh, come on, dude. You can't do that.
Nah.
Get him, Kmart. Get him.
You know Baylor going to be like, I don't want you on. Don't be jinxing my team. Stay over there.
Oh, that's funny. But no, shout out to y'all. You know, if you enjoyed the show, please, you know, leave us reviews. We do appreciate it. We love the 5-star con, but we will take whatever you think we deserve. If you really enjoyed the show, please tell everybody. Tell your loved ones. Tell your mamas, daddies, sisters, brothers, cousins, aunties, uncles, nieces, nephews. Tell your dogs, cats, chickens, ducks, roosters. We got this week. Tell your bottles of wine, because I know I'm going to need to drink. tell your clothes. Tell your hats. Tell your hangers. Tell your remote controls. Tell your golf clubs. Tell your vacuum cleaners. Tell everybody about the Brothers Lamin Sports Happy Hour, where it goes down. And we have been your hosts, Chris and Jonathan. We'll give it to you strong, and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy, y'all.